We start all over again. Tom Harris, Telegraph columnist, former Labour MP, thank you for joining us. Just a final analysis of what this means for the future of the Labour Party, that general election on June the 8th, announced by the Prime Minister just a couple of hours ago. Well, I'm done for another day. Great start to the working week, this one, keeping me busy. John Holmes is here, big grin on his face. Yeah. Nice to have some news.
Isn't it, though?
We don't get much news these days,
I've just called
we?
A snap programme. So there was a programme, but now there's a new programme, as of about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
It's a snap of snap. To program.
Absolutely. That's pretty much what we do every
day. All afternoon.
It's what we do every day. That's he right. does a lot of snapping. John Holmes with you from 1 o'clock. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for no doubt another 3 hours of breaking news. What will happen tomorrow? Who knows? This is Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Why not take an island break? Some time to relax and re-energise. Leave the kids at home.
I'm on my fourth out of some serious diarrhea.
Two very different generations marooned together. Will the energy of youth or wisdom of age be the key to survival?
What am I doing here?
The Island, Sunday at 9 on Channel 4.
Right, your car's all ready. Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving it a thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, OK.
Come on, Simon!
Because we know every Nissan back to front, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing and 2 years warranty on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance, 9.9% APR representative. Subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
A show's what we want, a show's what we want. 2020, a show's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
So, snap election, snap programme. Hello, I'm John Holmes. We're back after Easter. What a day to come back. 1 o'clock on Talk Radio and elsewhere. I'm John Holmes. As I say, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, general election set for June.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has announced a snap general election. The Prime Minister needs the support of two-thirds of MPs for it to go ahead on the 8th of June with a vote in the Commons set for tomorrow. She says people will have to choose what kind of leadership is needed for Brexit negotiations.
It will be a choice between strong and stable leadership in the national interest, with me as your Prime Minister, or weak and unstable coalition government led by Jeremy Corbyn, propped up by the Liberal Democrats, who want to reopen the divisions of the referendum.
The news has shocked Westminster as the PM has repeatedly said she wouldn't seek a general election before the scheduled 2020 poll. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has warned the plan could be a huge political miscalculation, but Shadow Cabinet Minister Barry Gardiner has told Talk Radio he welcomes the move.
I can think of nothing better than getting rid of this Conservative government, because it's a government that has failed to deliver on the economic recovery that they promised. It's a government that's presiding over living standards that have gone down.
These people in central London have told us what they make of the announcement.
Probably about right. There's a few things the country can make a decision on about now, so the timing feels pretty good.
Quite excited by the prospect. I think it'll be an interesting couple of months to come.
Theresa May came in without a clear mandate. Fitness will be key for her. Then she'll have less problems after this now. Assuming she gets re-elected, of course, you never know what could happen.
The Prime Minister's spokesperson says the local elections and the Manchester Gorton by-election will go ahead as planned. In other news, Facebook is looking into how it deals with violent videos after a clip of a killing stayed on the social media site for more than 2 hours. Police across the US are looking for suspect Steve Stevens. And Prince William says it's time everyone feels normal speaking about mental health. The Duke of Cambridge has teamed up with the singer Lady Gaga, who's battled depression, to talk about ending the stigma around it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly fine today with sunny spells, which will be most frequent in the south. Some patchy rain developing
in Scotland.
No one
cares about the weather.
Highs are 13 degrees.
There's a snap. An election has snapped, Victoria.
I know.
No one cares. Like, snapped.
Normally, you're telling me to do the weather.
I know, but today, look at the snap.
I still have to do it, but Jingle told me I had to.
Jingle.
Yes, John.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. How was your Easter?
Well, I was here on Friday and Monday.
Mm-hmm. So you had Sunday as an Easter?
Saturday and Sunday I was off, yeah. I had a great time.
Did
I just
you?
Ate loads.
Did you eat an egg?
Do you know what? I didn't eat any eggs until yesterday evening.
Right. That's very impressive.
And then I had one cream egg.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you eat yours?
Said this before and you make it sound weird. So I bite the top off and then I lick it out.
Great. Thank you. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester have the latest in the series of biggest games in their history this evening. Craig Shakespeare's side are a goal down going into the home leg of their Champions League quarter-final against Atletico Madrid. Elsewhere, Real Madrid have a 2-1 lead against Bayern Munich in Talk Sports live commentary game. Having seen his side win promotion to the Premier League yesterday, Brighton and Hove Albion boss Chris Hughton now wants to secure the Sky Bet Championship title. The Seagulls confirmed their promotion with a 2-1 win over Wigan, bringing to an end a 34-year absence from the top division. Hughton told TalkSport this morning everyone will get their chance next season in the Premier League.
You are not able to make absolute wholesale changes because we know what's got us there, and what's got us there is the spirit that we have and the quality that we have in the team.
Finally, in the IPL today, Gujarat Lions take on Royal Challengers Bangalore. The whole game is live on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There he was. That's Ben there with his pre-recorded sport. He'll be back with some pre-recorded sport in an hour. So today then, snap general election. That's what we know. June the 8th is the date that has been set. It was rather sprung on everybody this morning. So let's see what we can do with it over the next 3 hours.
Talk Radio.
Enjoy new drama on BT TV tonight. Watch AMC's The Sun, exclusive to BT customers.
I've done a lot of bad things in my time.
Pierce Brosnan saddles up a winner in this gripping Western saga. 4 stars Metro.
There's oil underneath this ground and I intend to get it out.
It's the story of a family whose fortune is forged in blood.
You people are murderers!
With BT TV, get top quality drama, kids shows and blockbuster movies. Plus, never miss a moment. Record all your favourite shows with the BT TV box. Don't miss The Sun, 9 p.m. tonight. To find out more, visit bt.com/TV. BT TV. Big entertainment, tiny prices.
Recording functionality available selected BT TV packs.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you in Rwanda.
The moose. Rarely seen, often heard.
Suck the coffee from the cat. Do you want it banned?
Ban it, please.
Right. That is a good idea because it's not cool, is it?
Well, I was a scout.
Anstis. Sean Spicer.
Has a distinctive pink snapping claw, which is used to stun prey.
This is good. You see, it is good. The only downside, I suppose, is...
Temple elephant has kicked a man in the jaw.
Good.
I finished!
Okay! She's finished.
We heard.
Which I think is actually quite little.
Victoria, along with tobacco and potatoes, she liked it. She smelled of it.
No!
Addicted to methamphetamine.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
becomes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am bound to get on a journey of twist of a fabric of nature.
Well, so good afternoon then to you, and welcome back after the Easter break. Well, we're back, and what a day to come back on. We're back like Jesus when he came back, didn't he, at Easter? Or Dean Gaffney in EastEnders after he got crucified. Do you remember that, in that plot line of EastEnders? When he gathered 11 of the residents and Wellard the dog in the Albert Square Cafe for a sort of last meal. And then got taken away and nailed to a piece of Danny Dyer's acting. Yes, we're back. Like those rumours about Chris Marshall from those old BT adverts being the next Doctor Who. They did the rounds a while ago. They're back. That's in the news today. We're back like the threat of nuclear war now, just a short 55 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis. Or with Kim Jong banging on about missiles. And we're back like a general election is. Back like before the Fixed Term Parliament Act, which introduced five-year parliaments beginning in 2015, wasn't even brought in by the Liberal Democrats. But of course, what a waste of time that was, it turned out. So what do we learn? We learn that tomorrow MPs will be voting on whether or not to overturn that particular act. And we go to the polls early, June the 8th. 2 years after the last general election. Election says Theresa May is the only way to guarantee certainty and stability in the wake of Brexit. Naturally, many people this morning saying the exact opposite. What a stupid thing to do, they say. Lobbing a grenade into what is already a political mess. So today we bring you a special election show. Some of the usual features, but election themed. And we have some very good guests lined up for you to bring us all up to date on what is going on with this breaking news this afternoon. Jeremy Corbyn. Apparently woken up to a load of missed calls just now and decided to join in. So yeah, back like the Tories doing U-turns again. Like the old days, like the old Tories doing the U-turns. And here we go, Tuesday, the just after Easter of April. I am John Holmes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. The bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. Like Prince Harry, before he had counselling, according to Prince Harry, it will be, as you've come to expect, chaos over the next 3 hours or so, as we launch ourselves into a new week and into an election period, with all the bombast and ceremony of North Korea launching that missile over the bank holiday. In that, while we'll talk big, it'll probably just fail and fizzle out before we've even started. So, just what are we launching into your Tuesday PM? When I say PM, of course, I don't mean the one who's just caused Jeremy Corbyn to crap himself. Can you imagine, actually, genuinely, what it's like at Labour headquarters right now? Jeremy Corbyn, beard in hands, just resigning himself to, oh, God. And really, perhaps he should just be resigning and be done with it. Much to talk about. But, of course, some of your regular features as well. Headline Hijack is on the way. That's back as well. Your chance to shove a fake news story up the actual news. All you have to do is make up a news story and get it to us. And you could hear your made-up news lie read out as fact in the 2pm bulletin. It's very simple. Victoria's here. Look, here she is.
Hi.
Hi there, Victoria. She's got a mouth. And we know how it eats cream eggs now. And out of that mouth will come the news, but there will be a news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. Here's the number to get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Mm.
And we will, of course, be tackling the big story very shortly indeed. Also today, the Diversity Paper Review. We go through the newspapers, of course. It's deliberately diverse as a feature, so diverse it would make The Guardian wazz its own fair trade, ethnically sourced pants with excitement. A paper review, yeah, but each day reviewed by a different diversity. How's that for targets? Today we welcome back Rudd, who is a bisexual. There's all the main issues, of course, analysed this afternoon through the medium of Japanese poetry. We call it the news in haikus. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be taking all of your reactions. A small child will be here discussing the big stories in the news. and then playing a tune on a toy xylophone. You're invited to try and identify that tune. That's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. So much to come. And yes, you can get in touch with us about anything this afternoon. We are, of course, on text, as I say. We're on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We're on Twitter. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're also on Grindr. And what's more, a special election-themed game of Band Or later. And you could see yourself on the receiving end of some meat. That's right. It's a budget thing. Meat-based souvenir of your time spent on the radio. It's coming on the programme. We'll be talking to a lot of guests about the Snap general election. We've got them all lined up for you. Some of the burning questions, such as, why do we always have to use a pencil when we vote? All of those answered this afternoon. We'll be talking to MPs. We'll be talking to politicians. We'll be talking to newspaper journalists.
We've got a party leader, John.
We've got a party leader. That's right, Cornelius. A party leader booked coming on this programme in just after 2 o'clock. They all wanted him or her. We've got him or her. Keep our powder dry for that, but it's coming after two. Ginger Dave not producing today. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
The system works through the window there. Yeah. Hi, Cass.
Hi, John.
It's a Snap general election, Cass. Exciting.
Yeah.
Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John. There.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Paid intern Cornelius is reacting to the breaking news.
I can't believe it, John.
You can't believe
it. I cannot believe
it. That's amazing, isn't it?
Harry Redknapp, are you joking? Oh. He's been out of the managerial game for months.
Right.
Wait, years.
Yeah, wrong radio
he's
station.
He's not going
wrong,
up.
Wrong radio station. Let's talk sport. So all of that coming your way this afternoon, then. I thought you were going to say it was the new Doctor Who or something, then. As we bring you a Snap programme for a Snap general election, it's Talk Radio Tuesday afternoon. I am John Holmes. Now, regular listeners know that we like to segue between that, the opening menu, and, of course, our discussion of the day's big story with a little game to play along at home. It's some music. It's a segue piece of music. It's what the management term high production values, and that's why we bring it to you. So, all you have to do is identify the big story from the song, and it's this. So, just how does that song link to the day's big story? That's right. As Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play The Charlatans. That is the only one I know. 16 minutes past 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of guesses coming in as to how this links to today's big story. None of them right. And I know, Cornelius, it's only for fun. Play along at home. Cornelius, you've been working it out, haven't you? It's
well,
the Charlatans, obviously. Yeah.
Charlatan.
Yeah.
So I know the big story.
The big story's obvious. There's going to be a... I mean, I can tell you the big story.
Yeah, Harry Redknapp.
No. A snap general election for the 8th of June, as called by Theresa May, surprising everybody this morning with that announcement. So that's the big story. We are going to be discussing it in detail, of course. But how do the charlatans link to that?
Diggins. I don't know, is it because all politicians are charlatans?
Hey! No, it's not. It's because the lead singer of the Charlatans...
Okay.
...is called...
Tim Booth.
Tim Booth!
No, I still think...
So on election day...
Yeah.
...to vote...
Yeah.
...you have to go into a...
Polling station.
Yeah. And in the polling station is a... Returning officer, yeah.
Pencil.
Your pencil.
Ballot.
Yeah, but where's the pencil and the ballot paper? Where are they?
In the polling station.
Yeah, but in a...
In a tin booth.
In a booth, that's right. It was an easy one today. So that's what we're going to be talking about, of course. And we'll be bringing you a series of guests this afternoon, including a party leader on air after 2 o'clock with us. As I say, we'll be bringing you commentators, we'll be bringing you politicians, we've got MPs. As we bring you a snap show, ordinary programming thrown the hell out about an hour ago. And a snap programme put up in its place. Talk Radio in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. So as Theresa May takes to the podium... in Downing Street to announce that snap general election. June the 8th is the date if you're just coming very late to that breaking news. And here's where we'll be bringing you the details. Talk Radio, Tuesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Excited about clearing out your garage this weekend? What about spring cleaning the kitchen? Thought not. Why not try the Nissan Red Tag event at our dealerships instead? From the 20th to the 24th of April only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissans. So you could get up to £2,800 towards a Juke, £2,750 towards a Qashqai, and £3,650 towards an X-Trail. All at 4.99% APR representative. The Nissan Red Tag event ends 24th of April. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance excludes Vizia grade. Subject to status over 18s. Participating dealers. T&Cs at nissan.co.uk. Search Nissan Red Tag event for more details.
Be challenged. Be inspired. Be adventurous. Be confident. Be valued. Be trusted. Be skilled. Be supported. Be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still looking busy on the anti-clockwise M60 as you approach Junction 11 for Barton. There was an accident there, but it's been recovered. The congestion, though, tailing back towards the Swinton interchange. The A38 past Burton's very busy both ways. That's because of roadworks. There's queues near Birmingham on the M6. Both sides looking very slow because of a lane closure in both directions, 6 to 7. There's emergency repair work there. And as you travel through Ovington in Norfolk, the Deerham Road, the A1075, that remains closed in both directions following an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So it's no longer Theresa May, it's definitely Theresa Will. Theresa May, our Prime Minister, has called a general election. What's your response? What's on your mind? And what for you will be the big issues? Better call Paul on the next Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio, where X marks the spot.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Going to the country.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So stick that in your ballot box.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Probably not the first time he said that. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and thank you for everyone who've just pointed out, by the way, including Marcus on Twitter, Simon, and of course, Tim Burgess is the lead singer of The Charlatans, not Tim Booth. But what you fail to realise, everyone thinks I made a mistake or you made a mistake. Well, that's not true, is it? Because I realise that they're called Booths in most of the country. But where I grew up in the Midlands, we go to vote in a Burgess. So, So actually, I didn't get that wrong. That wasn't a last minute sort of, we've got to go on air in a minute and we're going to need to cover something.
Yeah,
getting the wrong Tim issue. Mm. It was just that where I grew up, we called them Burgesses. So I'm glad we've, been able to clear that up. Got away with that one. So good afternoon then and welcome. Yes, Talk Radio, it is the afternoon programme. And as a late middle-aged woman seeks a mandate, by which I mean in election terms rather than on Tinder. So Theresa May's not on Tinder as far as we know. She hasn't announced that. Con, you've been on Tinder before. Was Theresa May on there?
Didn't match her. I didn't find her at all.
Odd, because, late middle-aged lady, isn't you?
Shut up.
Okay. Now, we know that the Prime Minister has called a snap general election, although in the interests of balance, as well as a snap election, she also needs to call a crackle election and a pop election, as rightly pointed out by Jason here on Twitter. But what now? We are getting word that Jeremy Corbyn has just woken up to a load of missed calls and is wondering what to do. And Paul Nuttall of UKIP, who we genuinely tried to get as a guest on this programme earlier, to talk to him about it. No kidding. I quote his spokesman, he's got the day off because of childcare. So I guess he's looking after Nigel Farage. Fair enough, though, isn't it? Because the announcement this morning came as a surprise to us all. Not least us, as I say, because an hour ago we had to throw the show plan out and make a new one. On the line, though, to talk us through where we are, is the Sun on Sunday political editor. He's called David Wooding. Good afternoon, David.
Afternoon, John.
Good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us now. So this is interesting, isn't it? Surprise was the key word here.
Yes, it's very much like the way she launched her leadership bid. We never heard a peep from Theresa May in the lead up to the referendum which brought down David Cameron. Yet when he suddenly resigned, which everybody thought was a bit of a shock because he said he would stay on, within hours Theresa May had launched a leadership bid with all her ducks in a row, with her campaign strategy, her lovely colourful logos and her press spokesman all in place. And this seems to have happened again. She's assured us over and over again that this is not the right time for a general election. Then suddenly she comes out and catches everyone unawares by announcing a shock and awe general election.
How does she manage to keep this kind of thing under wraps? We're told she only really figured this out, or certainly came to any kind of decision over the weekend, over the Easter weekend. She went to the Queen yesterday with it. Is that because she's not discussed it with anybody?
Well, one of the reasons they thought, or we thought as political commentators, that Theresa May going back a few years, might not make it to becoming Prime Minister or leader of her party, was because she doesn't have a clique. She doesn't have any close friends. She's not a particularly outgoing person who goes around the tea rooms and knows everybody, has got little pals and little groups of people who support her. And so she doesn't really have anyone particularly, we think, who she could confide in. I mean, could you see her calling Boris Johnson and having a word with him, saying, what do you think, Foreign Secretary, shall I go to the country next month? Or calling in Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, the man who doesn't even go into the 8:30 Downing Street meetings anymore. So she's a woman with a very, very tight and close coterie of friends, and there are so few in number you can probably count them on one hand. So she really hasn't let the cat out of the bag, because she probably hasn't told many people. She's probably made this decision in a very lonely way with a very small number of people.
And it's the fact that she's done it at all, as we've been saying, is a huge U-turn, given the amount of time she said 2020 would be the date. And it's about Brexit, isn't it?
It's about Brexit and a few other things. I mean, her working majority is about 17, if she counts on some of the Ulster MPs to support her. But there have been a growing number of rebellions. We've got a Labour Party, which is basically unworkable. It's in a complete mess. So they're not presenting a proper opposition. The opposition is coming from within. Now, we've seen people like Nicky Morgan, the former Education Secretary, standing up to the Prime Minister on Brexit. And the rebellious mood within her own ranks among the outsiders is growing a little bit. And I think she's probably had one eye on that majority of 17 and thinking, my biggest risk now is from within, from my own people. So if she gets that majority bigger, then she's in a good position. I liken it to a football game where you're winning 1-0 against a team which is falling apart at the seams, and you know you can just pass the ball around for 90 minutes and still get the 3 points. But you think to yourself, why should I take the risk that they might run away in the last minute with a breakaway and score an equaliser? Let's go out, hammer them, play them off the pitch, score 5 goals and finish them off now.
Is it going to kill Labour?
Well, I think it's going to be really, really, really difficult for Jeremy Corbyn to do anything other than leave them in a worse position than they are now. What's going to happen then, of course, is will he cling on or will he try to, while he lines up the successor? The problem for Jeremy Corbyn is he hasn't put into place the rule change which would make it easier to get a hard left candidate on the ballot paper, knowing that the membership, all being dominated by hard left Corbynistas, would vote for that candidate. And whether he can limp on, if he loses an election in May, to September to get a rule change through party conference is another matter. I think there'll be a lot of pressure on him to go. So perhaps it's good for Labour because they'll be able to get a more electable person in place after the election.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the amount of time Jeremy Corbyn, and in the face of all sorts of opposition, Jeremy Corbyn has been hanging on, it doesn't suggest to me that he's the kind of person that would quit just because, you know, belligerent beard.
No, he keeps telling us what a great support he has out in the country, and he does. He's got a massive mandate among his own members, but the chances of him getting a massive mandate or any mandate from the country is virtually zero in my view. I can't see how with Brexit having gone through and most people wanting Brexit, I think those who are in any doubt will vote for Theresa May.
There are a lot of people saying today that if they would are undecided, people are saying, okay, right, so there's a general election that we weren't expecting, here it comes, undecided. Now, this, of course, is mostly the Remain camp, but there's a lot of people talking, certainly on social media, saying whichever party now comes up with the best anti-Brexit policy, I will vote for them. So is this effectively another Brexit vote?
Well, actually, that's a good point you raise there, John, and you're actually digging well below the surface of the politics that we normally talk about. I think after the June 23rd referendum, politics recalibrated itself. It was no longer left versus right, Labour versus Tory. It seemed to be, are you a Remainer or are you a Brexiter? And that's certainly all the conversations I hear when I'm outside of Westminster, and actually quite a lot of time inside Westminster. So if people are really still diehard Remainers, and I actually suspect a lot of people who voted Remain voted so because they were a little bit scared by some of the stories. So I think the Brexit vote is probably would probably be bigger now than it was before, but that's just my own view. If the Remainers want to vote for another party, then yes, they will be looking for somebody who's going to give them a real proper alternative, and that at the moment is only the Lib Dems, so it could help bounce the Lib Dems back in some seats. And another point about this general election, we might say, oh, it's going to be a walkover for Theresa May, but elections are a big risk.
Yeah.
You are going out there and putting yourself in front of the country, and you know, anything can happen in a general election, as we know. So we'll have to wait and see whether she does what everybody's telling her she will do. But looking at the bookies this morning, it does seem to me that Theresa May is the out and out favourite. That you're getting something like 10-1 on for the Tories now, which is a no brainer. So you know, I think she's got to be out and out favourite.
All right, thank you very much, David Woodink, there, the Sun on Sunday political editor, talking to us there about this surprise snap election. I mean, a snap election by default is a surprise, but this one particularly, nobody got wind of it at all. Apparently, Theresa May deciding it over Easter, took it to the Queen yesterday as an option. So we will be talking about it this afternoon during our snap election show that we've thrown together. You will be hearing from our diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers, but with an eye on, you know, what might be in tomorrow's. Coming up in the next half an hour, but we also still want your headline, Hijacks, please. Made up news, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 1:30 now, you're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has called a surprise general election. Theresa May says she'll ask MPs to vote in the Commons tomorrow. She needs the backing of 2/3 of them.
Let the House of Commons vote for an election. Let everybody put forward their proposals for Brexit and their programmes for government. And let us remove the risk of uncertainty and instability.
The proposed date for the vote is Thursday, the 8th of June. The PM spoke to the Queen yesterday and got the full backing of her cabinet for it this morning. Jeremy Corbyn says he welcomes the announcement and Labour will fight to win.
I want a leader government that will transform this country, give real hope to everybody, and above all, bring about a principle of justice for everybody and economic opportunities for everybody.
Liberal Democrats say it's a chance to change the direction of the country. While Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it's one of the most extraordinary U-turns in recent political history, as the PM has repeatedly refused to call a poll before 2020. SNP MP Angus McNeil has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Well, this certainly seems to be a Prime Minister who's got no strategy or underneath no strategic thinking. A couple of weeks ago, she rushed at Article 50 and fired the gun for that, which is like a 2 years to run maximum. And if you listen to the Europeans, it's got till the autumn of 2018. She's now going to eat into that time with a rushed general election.
Elsewhere, election security has been tightened across France after two arrests. Two men are suspected of planning a violent attack in the run-up to the presidential vote, the first round of which is on Sunday. And Harry Redknapp is back in football management, replacing Gianfranco Zola at Birmingham. The weather mainly fine today with sunny spells, which will be most frequent in the south. Some patchy rain developing in Scotland with highs of 13 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Very much indeed. Now, in half an hour, Victoria is absolutely right. There will be the news. It will come from Victoria and thus sound like the news. But we'd like you to put a made-up news story in there with it. That is because it is a feature we do called Headline Hijack. Now, the data indicate that people don't necessarily be listening to the radio at exactly this time, because it's lunchtime, isn't it, between 1 and 2, and they pop out for lunch, get back, start listening to Talk Radio again, you know, at 2 o'clock when lunchtime is over. That's fine, all right? But here's what we do to them. We feed them lies in the news at 2. Okay, so that's their punishment for not listening to this bit. You're listening to this bit, that's fine. So get involved. Make up a news story, hear it come out of Victoria's mouth, just as though it were true. We've been doing this fake news thing long before it was fashionable, let me tell you. And so, 87222 is the way to
start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All you need is a couple of sentences that sound like a news story. Hey, make them election related. Okay, today, snap election related news. Made up. Headline Hijack, on the way next.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the key. he's called Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is a snap election special for you this afternoon here on Talk Radio. We learned this morning, of course, breaking news. Can you still call breaking news as it's broke when it's broken already? I don't really know the rules. Perhaps we should talk to someone about that. When does breaking news stop being breaking news and become...
When is it fixed?
Broken news. Yeah, well, not fixed. It just
remains
it's broken.
Yeah.
So the news has broken, like the morning. But it's still breaking news, apparently, that the PM has called a general election. But I would argue that now it's not breaking. It has well and truly broken. I don't know where you draw the line. Perhaps we can find out later. Anyway, that is the breaking news. We bring you a special programme. We've got guests lined up for you throughout the show who will be talking to us about the consequences of Theresa May calling that election. If you are just tuning in, maybe you have just woken up and got wind of something going on, perhaps, you know, like Jeremy Corbyn probably has. Theresa May has indicated her desire to call a general election on the 8th of June. She has to, and this is, of course, due to the Fixed Term Parliament Act, which the Liberal Democrats brought in. Nick Clegg brought that in 2015, it came in, I think. The PM needs to seek MPs approval with a Commons vote for this, so that vote is going to be happening tomorrow. That is a formality. After that, Parliament will need to be dissolved, which we think will be May the 3rd, and then, of course, we'll be in the election period. Much to talk about. It's thrown the world of politics into disarray. If you've ever seen a newsroom being scrambled, today was how they did it. Certainly around here, I saw our news teams out there looking at CBBC's Newsround site to get the details. That was the people from TalkSport, mostly.
The head of news did not enjoy 10 minutes after the news break, me going over and just go, "Oh, just in case you haven't heard, Theresa May's called a general election."
It's always good. Talk Radio's very own reporter Alex Dibble is there. He's down. I don't know where there is. I'm assuming Downing Street, but we're going to be talking to him in the next 20 minutes or so. Lots of questions for him, actually, such as how long did it take him to get down there and was he the first? Because it's fascinating when this kind of thing happens in newsrooms and you get all of this panic and energy and people just rushing to call guests and everything else. So all of which forms part of this programme. I like that look behind the scenes. We'll be asking Alex Dibble about it and exactly how it worked for him and the team here as we speak to him in the next 20 minutes or so. However, Headline Hijack, as I mentioned, is on the way. That remains. For what better day to get a made-up news story election-related into the news at 2 o'clock to fool those not listening to this bit. It's our regular feature. We call it Headline Hijack. And Cornelius has been collecting some of it. What's been coming in, Carl?
This one's from Samuel, who says, an army general named Malcolm Election has said that he's received no such call from the Prime Minister this morning and is baffled by all the attention he is getting. General Election said he had been expecting a call, though, in the near future about going into the World War.
Yeah, that's right. You can't have a war without a general, so General Election... World War III, of course. By the way, if news events, as you'll know, are unravelling very quickly, you know, with every single day brings something new. If World War III does break out during the show this afternoon because of North Korea's threats, we will, of course, be bringing you that, but only as a secondary story to the snap general election. So, 87222 is our
number. Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's right. And by 2 o'clock, we will know who's got their made-up news story in there. Still to come, then. We'll be talking to some MPs. We've got a leader of a political party on the phone after 2 o'clock as well today to talk about this as political commentators as well. A couple of journalists. We're going to go in for their insight. Alex Dibble will be with us live from Downing Street very shortly indeed. And we'll be going through the papers in the Diversity Paper Review. All to come. It's Talk Radio, Tuesday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £15 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, crammed full of the latest tech like 4G Wi-Fi, advanced park assist and Bi-Xenon headlights with cornering lights, and be yours to drive for a frankly ridiculous £205 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. For just £205 a month over 35 months with 4305 advanced rental, the Vauxhall Corsa always gets a great reception. For more irresistible offers, visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires activation and is subject to network coverage and availability. Charges apply after free trial period. T's and C's apply. Order by 3rd July 2017.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To the west of Cardiff, the Cardiff Road, the A4119 is looking very busy in both directions because of roadworks not too far away from the Gabalfour interchange. Bristol southbound in 5 slow because of an accident between junction 16 and 17 near Cribbs Causeway. South of Oxford, the A420 through Fifield, we're getting reports that that's partially blocked because of an accident. And looking really slow moving for both sides of the M6 near Birmingham. A lane's closed both ways, junction 6 to 7, so between the Aston Expressway and the exit for Great Barr because of emergency repairs. I'm Gerina Adams.
Helen's homecoming lamb.
It's a lot quieter around here since the boys went off to college. Sunday roast was always the highlight. All the family around the table for my roast leg of lamb with salsa verde crust. I'm doing it again today. It's their favourite and... Hang on a minute.
Hi, Mum. We brought a couple of pals back. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's good to have them back. For a couple of weeks.
Find Helen's homecoming lamb recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It is just coming up to quarter to two. And we are, of course, bringing you the breaking news. It's not breaking. It broke ages ago. But, you know, we have to keep saying that. Breaking news that Theresa May, the Prime Minister, has called a snap election for June the 8th. Jeremy Corbyn has backed that call for an election. We'll be bringing you political comment throughout the afternoon. We've got some guests lined up for you. Before that, though, looking at the whole scenario, what we do learn is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't. A lot of people certainly couldn't get their head around the notion of this election being called. It is a major U-turn, of course, for Theresa May, who has continually said that the next election would not be before 2020. Now, she has to put this before Parliament because of the Fixed Term Parliament Act, which said there should be an election every 5 years. The last one, of course, in 2015. That was brought in by Nick Clegg and the Liberal Democrats. Royal assent, the Queen agreed to that. But that has to now go to the vote. She needs a two-thirds majority of all MPs to change it to get that election underway for the 8th of June. Now, as I say, it's all very complicated, but regular listeners will know that on this programme, when we take a complicated subject, we find it easier to understand if we run it through the mill, if you like, of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in the form of haikus.
May calls general election. Generals always good in world wars.
Yeah, yeah. Which we are also facing. And as I say, if World War III breaks out this afternoon while we are on air, we will bring you breaking news of that as well, but only as a sort of secondary notion to the snap general election. Right. Radio afternoons. On the line now, as promised, is Talk Radio's very own Alex Dibble. Hello, Alex Dibble.
Hello, John Holmes.
Hello there. Good to talk to you. So you are where? Downing Street, presumably?
I was. Ah. I am now outside the House of Commons.
Right.
House of Parliament.
Yeah. All right, then. So you're getting around a bit. That's good news. First question is, now, you were on the scene for Talk Radio when the news broke earlier today, a couple of hours ago. And when you got down there, and given that nobody knew what this announcement was going to be, although there were a lot of rumours, of course, what was the mood among the journalists?
Well, I was one of the first people down there, and I got into Downing Street, and we were all sort of setting up, but we had no idea what was going to happen. All we knew was that Theresa May was going to come out and do some announcement. We thought it would be a significant one, but we're not sure what it was. There was even some rumours going around that she was ill and she was going to take some time off as Prime Minister, but we didn't know what was going to happen. And then at 10 minutes before she said she was going to walk out the door, suddenly the door opened and there she was, and she came out to her little plinth thing in the middle of Downing Street.
Yep.
And suddenly all the cameras and the photographers and all of us who were not ready and were sort of running to the top of our step ladders and trying to get in position while she was speaking, which created a bit of a racket. And she said she was going to call a snap general election, and that was that.
Well, I like the way she said the announcement was going to be at 11:15 and it was 10 minutes early, so she sort of snapped the announcement as well in many ways, didn't she?
Exactly, yeah. She snapped the snapping of the snap election.
You're drunk.
How very dare you?
Okay. Just checking. So, have you got a stepladder, by the way? That's exciting.
I don't, but there are enough on
Downing
Street.
You're quite tall, though, aren't you?
I am quite tall.
Yeah.
So, that's good. But then last time I was there for David Cameron when he resigned as Prime Minister, there were so many of us, you couldn't actually hear what he was saying, even though he was about 15 yards away from me. Luckily, this time, I could actually hear what Theresa May was saying, which helps when you then have to cover the story,
yes,
as I'm doing now.
Well, what we're looking at, because obviously everyone's covering the story in the same way, we like to bring a little bit of a different angle to things, Alex, and we like talking to you when we like to do this. Because obviously, I was saying earlier how it is interesting to watch a newsroom when something like this breaks. So what was the... Talk us through how fast it... Because you said you were one of the first down there. So what happens when you're sitting in that newsroom out there and you get word that there's going to be an announcement? How long did you have to mobilise? What's the procedure that you have to go through at that point?
The procedure is incredibly complicated. What I do is I get my iPhone charger out,
yes,
and I stick it in an electric socket.
Yeah.
And then phase two, as I like to call it, yeah, is plugging the iPhone into its charger.
Yes.
Now, that's crucial, because if you miss out phase two and skip straight to phase three, which is leaving the building, then phase one and phase two, you may as well not have done them. So that's what I do, and then I run to Downing Street and with my radio equipment, and then phase four,
yeah,
commences, which is the story happens, and then phase five, talk to John Holmes about phases one to four.
Good. So it's a well-oiled machine, isn't it? Is,
yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a well-oiled, yeah, machine. And very quickly, when you did get down there, then obviously you say you were one of the first. I mean, in terms of the mobilisation of news forces, did you just jostle to the front? Did you manage to retain your bit at the front? How important are you, Dibble, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I bring special spiky elbow patches for these sorts of moments.
Yeah.
And then you get on to... Because what people don't realise when you go to Downing Street is that when you see it on telly, it looks like there's plenty of space.
Yeah.
That's for the Prime Minister. We have one tiny little pavement, and all of us have to fit on it.
Yeah.
So
you're elbowing Nick Robinson out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to barge cameramen out of the way, and it's really embarrassing when they fall over and then their camera crashes down on top of them. But,
yeah,
you know, what can you do? You know, there are always going to be casualties in these sorts of events. So you just got to get as close as you can, take some photos, listen to what the Prime Minister has to say, and then run away and set up the radio equipment while the ambulance arrives for the camera guy. But, you know, as I said, you know, these things happen.
The first casualty of election war is camera guy. Yeah. That's what they say. Alex Dibble there down at Downing Street. Interesting insight into actually just the process of getting there and jostling for position. Because, of course, when you do see that on the television, he's right, he looks all calm. But turn slightly to the side, it is a morass of journalists just trying to get the story in first and the scoop in first. Alex Dibble, very early on down there with a charged iPhone, and I think we can all agree that's important. We'll be talking to him more as the afternoon wears on as well, of course, as the news unfolds. But it's time to go through the papers, in a way. We do the diversity paper review on this programme, and we do that by reviewing the papers. But we invite a different diversity each day to do so, making us one of the most diverse programmes in all of broadcasting. And today is no different. We welcome back one of our regular paper reviewers. It's Rudd, of course. And Rudd, remind us of your diversity.
Bisexual.
That's right. Welcome along. Good to see you. So it's interesting going through the papers on days like today.
Yeah, because if I were to go through the papers, I'd be talking about Prince Harry. Because I think everyone's still going off the back of, you know, Easter bank holiday slow news.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone's kind of carried it over because it's kind of updated into Prince William talking to Lady Gaga about it.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic, the whole Prince Harry thing. Should we talk about this first?
Well, let's talk. Yes, indeed. We talked a lot about the election, but of course, in the papers, you're absolutely right, all leading with this mental health. The Prince is calling out.
I think it's a very good message. I think it's still an important one. There are certain, you know, people and radio presenters who think, oh, you know, we talk enough about it, just get over it.
Do you want to name those radio presenters?
No, I die. Okay. I couldn't.
Okay, fine.
I don't know who they are.
Well, I know who you mean.
I still think, because there are, you know, it's not reached the point where people can say, oh, I'm feeling really depressed today. The same way people can say, oh, I really hurt my leg on the way in. It's still, until it reaches that point, that's when people stop campaigning for it.
Yeah.
I think it's... The one issue I would kind of point out with Prince William and Prince Harry talking about this is that, you know, it's great. It is fantastic to talk about it. Even if you're just talking to your mates or your mum or your dad, it's brilliant. Talking to a counsellor is a lot easier when you have lots and lots of money.
Many people have pointed this out, and you're absolutely right. And I was thinking the same thing. It's it is good because they're role models, the princes, of course, and they're, you know, world famous and will draw attention, as they have, and the spotlight has shifted to them talking about it, and this whole British stiff upper lip thing, which stops a lot of people talking about it. So that's all very good, but you're right, not everyone has the same access to the services, although they should and could if they find out, you know, because there are the services there.
You can get it through the NHS. If you go to your GP, they can refer you to a therapist. The issue is, because the NHS is in the state that it's in, there are 3, 4, 5 month waiting times for getting a therapist, and even once you're there. So having money helps to kind of see someone quickly and regularly, basically.
Yeah.
But it's a good message that they're sending out. It'd be pretty neat if they could send out a message to the Tories to stop, you know, leaking money out of the NHS. But, you know, we'll leave that for...
Oh, back to the election.
Back to the election.
But it's interesting that Theresa May... Because that is a big story. And the Prince is... Obviously, it's on the front of all of the papers today. But this snap election news...
Yeah.
It's almost like Theresa May...
Just
wiped it out of the news agenda.
Absolutely.
And so I don't suppose Prince Harry and Prince William are very happy about that.
No.
Yet the Queen must have known. So,
well, no, she did. Theresa May met with the Queen
yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
So the Queen should have gone. Harry, Willis, just hold the story for next week. This is tomorrow. You'll be blown out of the water by the election.
Yeah.
For goodness sake, woman, shut up, etc. But that has altered. That has not got the coverage that they perhaps would have wanted to carry on with.
Which is disappointing, but ultimately...
There's a snap election. What are we supposed to do?
There'll be time for it. I mean, it's a long battle, and it will come up again. But yeah, the snap election, that's an interesting one.
Well, it's what we'll be talking about in the papers tomorrow, certainly.
Basically what Theresa May has done is she's told every MP, right, it's the Hunger Games for you now. Good luck. That's basically...
It is. I mean, it's going to keep the whips busy. Certainly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a two-thirds majority.
I can see a position for Labour whip opening very soon. Keep your eye on the job market, kids.
But it's true. I think it is. And what we're talking there, you know, slightly tongue-in-cheek to Alex, but it's a very interesting scenario when newsrooms have to mobilise, because you know that people who may have been having the day off today, because it's a slow news post-Easter thing. You're coming in. Because tomorrow's papers, of course, are now going to be full of this, as we are today.
The Sun's going to have on page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And rightly so. But that is our job. We are covering it, and we have to cover it, and that's what we're here for, of course.
Yeah.
But I find it fascinating the way it works behind the scenes. It's like Alex was, you know, joking about plugging his iPhone in, but actually that's what he had to do, because he's got to go down there, and he wasn't expecting it to happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people have been called in, and people are now mobilising to get all this, and get guests on, and all this. And of course, what you find is, you know, because we tried to get Paul Nuttall on this show earlier, right? And he couldn't do it because he's got childcare issues, right? And he's a leader of a party, and he couldn't. But he has childcare issues. What's
the
he supposed
is,
to do?
Like
he,
every,
couldn't, he couldn't do it.
So. Yeah, the thing is about Nuttall is whenever you see a big kind of Westminster Parliament story, you will always see Nuttall just inexplicably on College Green, which is you know, outside Parliament.
Yeah.
Just there so that he can be interviewed. He's like,
hi,
I'm Paul Nuttall. Do you want to interview me?
Well, today the answer was yes. I said, well, let's try and get him on because, you know, I want to know UKIP's thoughts on this. And he literally is the last man standing. But he had childcare issues, which I think means he's looking after Nigel. But... we can't prove that either way because we couldn't get him on the phone. Anyway, for that reason. Anyway, we're running out of time here, but Rudd, thank you so much for that. Interesting time. Snap general election June the 8th, of course, as we know. Victoria bringing you the latest on that in the news, which is next. Small matter, though, of headline hijack. You know there's got to be a made-up news story in the news, which is coming next, but... The question is, whose made-up news lie has made it into today's headline hijack? Pugsley's sent this in. Theresa May announces decision to elect German 90s Euro dance band in a snap general election to secure the power.
Yeah,
that was
that's
their
good.
Hit, you said. Yeah. I think Tim Booth was the lead singer of Snap, as far as I remember. Anyway, Cornelius, we do need a headline hijacker, and who is today's?
It's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Where's Joe from?
Joe's from the Cotswolds.
There you go, Joe in the Cotswolds. Your made-up news lie coming out of the mouth of Victoria in the forthcoming bulletin, sounding like it's fact. After that, we will be talking Eric Pickles MP is going to be joining us to talk about this announcement today, along with the leader of a political party, not Paul Nuttall, he's got childcare issues, and various other political guests and commentators that we've got for you in today's snap election show special. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
It's Jet Set Go for the great Easter excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Go to TalkSport.com/competitions, answer the Easter teaser and you could win a cracking £500 holiday gift card. Fancy sipping sangrias sunny side up in Spain, poaching the best place by the pool in Parma, or even experiencing an unbeatable city break in New York. Play the great Easter excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Trust us to find the right car for you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, snap general election set for June.
Talk Radio.
We're set to go to the polls again much sooner than thought.
I have just chaired a meeting of the Cabinet where we agreed that the government should call a general election to be held on the 8th of June.
The Prime Minister's U-turn comes after months of denying she'd call a snap election and would wait until the scheduled vote in 2020. Theresa May says she's reluctantly come to the decision because Westminster is so divided after the vote to leave the EU. UKIP's deputy leader Peter Whittle has questioned the timing of it, with Brexit negotiations coming up.
It's utterly ridiculous, of course, and everyone can see through it completely. But we're quite excited actually now, so bring it on.
SNP leader and Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says the decision is in the interest of the Conservatives, not the country.
She clearly sees the opportunity, given the total disarray in Labour, to crush all opposition, to get rid of people who disagree with her, and to get a free hand to take the UK in an ever rightward direction. And that would mean not just the hardest possible Brexit, but more austerity.
But Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is looking forward to it.
I welcome the opportunity for us to put the case to the people of Britain to stand up against this government and its failed economic agenda, which has left our NHS in problems, which has left our schools underfunded, which has left so many people uncertain.
In other news, guns and bomb-making materials have been seized by French police, who say they've thwarted a major attack. Security has been stepped up across the country ahead of presidential elections, which start on Sunday. The items were found after two men in their 20s were arrested in Marseille. And Prince William says it's really important to get the conversation about our mental health started. The Duke of Cambridge can be seen discussing the stigma surrounding the issue in a video chat with Lady Gaga, who's battled depression.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine today with sunny spells, which will be most frequent in the south. Some patchy rain developing in Scotland, though. Highs of 13 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Victoria with you throughout the afternoon, of course, bringing you the latest on this breaking news. Snap general election on the 8th of June. Now, Ben, because the world doesn't stop for sport. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester have the semi-finals of the Champions League in their sights this evening. The Premier League title holders are 1-0 down after the away leg of their tie with Atletico Madrid. The bookies are heavily backing the Spanish side, but that's of little concern to Leicester boss Craig Shakespeare.
They've got it wrong in the past, so let's hope they've got it wrong again. We know we'll start as underdogs because of the history of Madrid, but we're quite comfortable with that. We know what we've got to do. And let's hope we can earn people a few bob.
In tonight's other game, Real Madrid take a 2-1 lead into their second leg against Bayern Munich. It's live and in full over on TalkSport 2. Brighton and Hove Albion boss Chris Hughton has called on his side to go on and wrap up the Sky Bet Championship title. The Seagulls confirmed their promotion to the Premier League with a 2-1 win over Wigan yesterday, ending a 34-year absence from the top division. Finally, in the IPL today, Gujarat Lions take on Royal Challengers Bangalore. The whole game's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, the British manufacturer Poling Pencils has released a statement saying that they may not be able to supply enough pencils for the general election in June. The industry faced a severe reduction after the Fixed Terms Parliament Act said that elections would only be held every 5 years. Donald Trump has offered to lend the UK a few pencils as long as we return them properly sharpened.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. Talk Radio afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for
me. Right, good afternoon. Yes, Talk Radio, we bring you an afternoon snap election special. We will be talking throughout the show to MPs, to serving MPs, to former MPs, to political commentators, as you would expect. Also on the programme, a special game of... This is coming up in the last half an hour of the programme. Regular listeners will know we always bring you a game of band or something. Today, a snap election themed game of band or lectern manufacturer. So Theresa May came out of number 10 this morning, of course, and spoke at that lectern, the famous lectern. But there are a range of lecterns that are available, made by different manufacturers. They've got stupid names. So is it a band or is it a lectern manufacturer? If you'd like to get involved, register your interest to play. 87222 is the number.
Site message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Site message with any word.
Any word you like. There we go.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
All right then, let's talk to a man who knows what he's talking about. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Welcome the Right Honourable Sir Eric Pickles, MP. How are you?
Hello. Hello there. Ready for an election?
Yeah, well, but here's the question, Eric, because it's quite... How ready are we, given that it came as a surprise to everybody, didn't it, this?
Yeah, it came as a surprise to me. Though you're talking about lecterns, the moment I saw that there wasn't a coat of arms on the lectern, I knew she was going to call a general election.
Yeah, that's interesting. You make a very interesting point because you're right. Ordinarily, we get a coat of arms, and for announcements like this, we don't. Why? So why is that? What's the difference there?
Because you don't associate the crown with what essentially was going to be a political announcement. Right. It's a personal announcement. But that's just a bit of trivia. I think the reason she's good at her job is she does these sort of counterintuitive. Everything I knew about Theresa May, and I know her really well, told me that she wouldn't do this. She's very cautious, and she wouldn't call the election. But I think she's had enough with people saying that they're going to stop the Brexit bill in the Lords, that the other parties are not going to cooperate. So she's going back to the people to get a fresh mandate.
Is it about the party interest, though, or the interest of the country, Eric?
Well, I think outside of war, getting ourselves removed from the European Union is probably one of the biggest issues that we'll ever face. And if she doesn't feel that she can do that with the present parliament, I think she's got every right to go to a new one.
And she's been saying, hasn't she, you know, which is what you're saying, is that it's the mandate, the backing she's going to receive, you know, because already you've got Nicky Morgan sort of opposing her at every turn. And obviously with the SNP, you know, the majority isn't enough. And this is what she's taking a gamble, though, isn't she, in order to try and get this majority where she wants to make it all plain sailing.
No election is certain at the moment. It looks like she'll win a significant majority, but elections have a way of taking on their own momentum. So every election, no matter how certain you are, it always involved a risk. But I think, you know, she's been an exceptionally good prime minister. I think she requires a majority that can see these things through. And I don't think any prime minister wants to be held captive by a tiny majority.
Yeah. And how do you, because as you say, you know her very well, and it's a question that I've been very interested in terms of, because she was, you know, a staunch Remainer during the whole Brexit thing. And just by default, she suddenly had to become the figurehead of the Leave campaign. And that must jar with her personally, surely.
Yeah, but above all, she's a Democrat. Hmm. I mean, if you stand for election, you've got to believe that the people have a right to decide. I was a Remainer, but I respect the decision made by the electorate, and it's Parliament's duty, it's politicians' duty to see that through now, not to say, well, we can change. We've got to see it through, and we've got to get the best possible deal. And if the best possible deal means that we've got to have a new parliament, then well, so be it.
If the, as many people are saying this morning, this is on social media, I'm sure, you know, you're on Twitter, Eric, you'll know about this, but people are saying that, okay, and this is the Remain camp, obviously, but saying, okay, give me, if a party, the first party, to give me a policy that starts to derail Brexit, I will vote for them. A lot of people saying that. Is this then effectively a new Brexit vote?
No, it's about electing a parliament. You've got to really decide who would you prefer to see as prime minister. Would you prefer Theresa May? Or, God forbid, would you prefer, I can't even bring myself to say his name, Mr. Corbett? and you know, it isn't like the Liberal Democrats have got a serious leader.
Yeah.
He has many fine qualities, but he's but a lad.
Is that why she's done it then? It's a certainty. She thought it was going to be a certainty as far as you can in 2020, but and she's always been said that no, there will not be an election before that because of the Fixed Term Act and all the rest of it, and she's got to get 2/3 majority tomorrow, keeping the whips busy today. Is that a case of she has thought, right, and there was an analogy by one of our guests earlier, which I thought was interesting, was by saying, look, in terms of football, you could kick the ball around a bit, or, you know, you could just kind of score and end it. And is that what she's trying to do?
Let me give you an absolutely top tip about understanding Theresa May.
Yeah.
What she says is what she means. There is no edge to her. What she says is what she means. And the reason she's called this is because she feels that she'll be able to get the Brexit bills, necessary legislation, through with an enhanced majority. That's it. It's nothing more than that. This is about delivering to Britain, yeah, a Brexit that is going to be least damaging in the best interest of the country. That's it.
But you did say she means what she says, but she did say there would be no election.
Well, I think she has done the arithmetic. She's seen what's what it's about, and that's what she said. I think her instincts is it would have been not to have an election. She's done something very counterintuitive, but ultimately it's her decision. And I think she's almost certainly taken the right decision, because I think a renewed mandate will be in the best interest of this country.
So it's a case of U-turn if you want to, and I can U-turn as well if I want to.
Well, I've no idea what that means. But
it's a reference to Mrs. Thatcher, Eric, isn't it?
It is a reference to Mrs. Thatcher, but you could say that I couldn't possibly comment.
All right, fine. But thank you for being with us. The Right Honourable Sir Eric Pickles, MP there, of course. Let's go over to talk to... I said I wanted to speak to someone from UKIP, and Jonathan Arnott is from UKIP, is the MEP for the North East of England, to find out his point of view. Jonathan, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Paul Nuttall's got childcare issues today, apparently.
I'm afraid I'm on holiday at the moment, so I'm not sure exactly what you're alluding to.
I'm alluding to the we literally phoned the office and the UKIP office, and they said Paul Nuttall can't talk to you. He's got childcare issues. So it's a direct quote.
Oh right, well that's all. I mean he's a very responsible dad, and I'm sure he's not going to let politics get in the way of being good dad to his son.
You're quite right, too. I assumed you meant he was looking after Nigel. But anyway, Jonathan, was it a complete surprise to you, as it did to the rest of us?
If it hadn't come as a complete surprise to me, I wouldn't be on holiday in Spain right now and doing media over the phone.
How very European of you, Jonathan.
Indeed.
So when did you, when you heard the news then, I mean, what does this mean for you, Kip, Jonathan?
Well, I think from UKIP's point of view, we're always pro-democracy. We like the idea of people having more power, more say in everything. So in general terms, we're very pleased about the thought of an early election. That's normally a very good thing. I think what concerns us a little bit here is the way it's been done, that Theresa May has repeatedly ruled out a snap general election. She ruled it out when she became Prime Minister. She ruled it out again in October, and again in January, then again in March. There's not going to be a snap general election. And I just think that there's a question of fundamental trust when you've got somebody who's your Prime Minister who says repeatedly that she's not going to do something, and then suddenly when the opinion polls look really good for her, she suddenly changes her mind and decides that that what she thought would destabilise the country a month ago suddenly is a good idea now. I think it just really does raise a lot of questions about honesty and integrity. And I just think that in politics, you know, politicians get a bad press a lot of the time, and it's things like this that cause it, where you say one thing and then do the opposite, and that worries me a lot.
Yeah, we're just talking to Eric Pickles about that, as you probably heard, to do with U-turns, a reference he didn't quite get. But anyway, given Mrs. Thatcher's famous quote. But in terms of the work you've got to do now as a party, it's an uphill struggle, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong here. I mean, we're always up for a challenge. Of course we are. But, you know, sometimes when you've got the sort of party machinery that the Conservatives have and the Labour Party have, you know, just in terms of their staffing levels alone, they must have 10, 20, 30 times as many staff as we do. So from the point of view of organising something that's a logistical challenge in a hurry, obviously that's something which benefits the big boys in politics.
Could it wipe out? I mean, people are talking about it wiping out the Labour Party. I mean, it could wipe out UKIP, couldn't it? This?
Well, I doubt it very much because, you know, looking at the way that the Labour Party have gone since 2015, there are a number of seats which now come into play for us. I mean, I just in my area, for example, my office is in Hartlepool, and we only need something like a 4% swing from Labour to UKIP to take the Hartlepool seat, and the Conservatives are a long way behind. So seeing how unpopular Jeremy Corbyn's been with the Labour Party, and frankly, if you're a working-class voter, why on earth you'd be considering voting for a Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn is beyond me. So I think there are seats where UKIP does stand a real chance of gains, and we're supposed to have come through this horrific period for UKIP. We're always being told has been absolutely awful, and yet one of the polls at the weekend had us up on our general election vote share and had us at 14%. So,
do you welcome the election then, Jonathan?
Of course I do. I welcome anything that gives people more democracy. I want this election. Of course, I mean, right now, personally, having to suddenly work for the rest of my holiday, that's not going to be fun. but of course, from a broader political perspective, of course I welcome it. I just have this feeling that it's just a little bit cynical by Theresa May, and that it just does create this feeling of mistrust of politicians. I just don't think that's what our Prime Minister should be doing.
All right, Jonathan, we'll let you get back to your holiday. Jonathan Arnott, UKIP MEP, EP for the North East of England, there, welcoming that on behalf of UKIP, I think, there for us this afternoon. Now, he mentioned polls a great deal in that conversation, and the polls that had UKIP up at the weekend. He was saying, next we're going to be talking to a pollster, because obviously the polls were utterly wrong in the last elections, in the referendum and so on and so forth. But how do they get it so wrong? Will they get it right this time? We'll find out. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Q the big sale at Network Q. The best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Q the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Q the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And Q the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April. Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Why not take an island break? Get away from the pressures of modern life. Experience new cultures.
I have not seen you once, Chopping Wood.
Have a day off.
Two very different generations marooned together.
I won't tolerate lazy people.
Will the energy of youth or wisdom of age be the key to survival?
It's like Lord of the Flies.
The Island, Sunday at 9 on Channel 4.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 near Doncaster is very heavy westbound. A couple of lanes are closed, 35 to 34, because of an overturned vehicle. The M6 near Birmingham is moving better, but I'm told the emergency repair work, junction 6 to 7, is still in place, so a lane closed in both directions. Through Wales in Somerset Portway, the A371 is still closed both ways because of a serious accident. And to the west of Cardiff, the Cardiff Road, the A4119, still very busy. That's because of works not too far away from the Cabalfa interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
At QuickFit, it's our mission to keep you safe and get you back on the road. That's why this spring we're offering epic deals on our premium tyres. Drop into one of our QuickFit centres this month and get a massive 25% off all Michelin tyres. Sit back and relax whilst we service your car using the latest technology. QuickFit, it's all about the service. At participating centres only. Offer excludes online. Check in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to a time. Good afternoon. The breaking news that, I mean, you know this already. It's broken news. The MPs are voting tomorrow as to whether or not we get an election on the 8th of June. I mean, the chances are they're going to vote yes. Two-thirds majority, that's what Theresa May needs. I said we talked to a pollster, and we're going going to do it now because that's Jonathan Arnott there, who we were just talking to from UKIP, suggesting. He said the polls at the weekend suggested that UKIP are up in terms of a general election. Those polls seemingly before the general election was announced. But let's find out about polling. We're going to be talking to Joe Twyman, who is on the line now. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, good to talk to you. Right, so you're from YouGov, head of political research. Politics and research, is that the right title?
Political and social research, but you're close enough.
That'll do. Right, okay, so the polls then. People don't trust them anymore, do they?
Well, some people don't trust them, and indeed if you speak to politicians, they will say, oh, I don't look at the polls at all, in the same way that actors say, I don't look at my reviews. But what we do know is that they still play an important role in the political process, and it's clear that Theresa May will have taken the polls and the position of the Conservatives compared to Labour into account when deciding to make this decision, because at the moment the Conservative Party is in an extremely strong position. But that of course may all change, and politics over the last couple of years has shown all of us that that things have changed both in this country and abroad.
Yes, I guess what we're alluding to here, because the 2015 election polls are wrong, the Scottish referendum results, the Brexit results, 2015 out and out win by the Tory parties as they did wasn't predicted. I think the poll said Lenny Henry was the guilty party in Broadchurch at one point. I'm not sure how seriously anyone takes them.
Well, you'll have to forgive me. I'm afraid I don't watch Broadchurch. But what I can say is that we were within 1% of the Scottish referendum result, and we predicted that that indeed would be a vote to stay in Scotland. And yes, we weren't where we wanted to be with the 2015 general election. But when it came to the EU referendum, we said consistently throughout the campaign that it was looking close. And indeed, in the last week, we had more polls showing Leave ahead than we had Remain ahead. And so what sometimes happens is that people get confused with the story that's out there with what the polls are actually showing. The important thing to remember, however, is that all polls, even the most perfect polls from my team at YouGov, have a margin of error associated with them. Now, we can abolish many things, but we can't abolish the law of probability. And I know it sounds really geeky and boring, but what that means is that for any given poll, the result may be slightly higher or slightly lower. So at the moment, we're showing, for instance, the Conservatives on 44%, Labour on 23%. It may be that Labour on 25%, perhaps 26%. It may be that Conservatives on 41%. But what is not the case is that Labour on 41% and the Conservatives on 26%. And so the overall story is clear at the moment. But the other thing worth remembering is that polls are only a snapshot of where public opinion is at this very moment.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of time to go. Not as much time as I would have liked, but we have a lot of time still between now and the election day.
Was this a case of mobilising the troops this morning? Because I'm assuming it came as a surprise to you as much as it did to everybody else.
To describe it as mobilising the troops, that's a euphemism for exactly what happened to me this morning. It was indeed a major surprise. So then this is what we live for.
So what do you do now? So people, you know, we hear about polls all the time, but in terms of, you know, very quickly I realise, but and I know it's complex, but how does it work? You go out, so from now, what do you go out to do?
Okay, well, let me try and simplify it. Essentially, what we try to do is speak to the right people and ask them the right questions at the right time. And so that means we try to get a representative sample of the British electorate and find out what they're thinking at that moment. And then we use that to not just measure things like voting intention, but also to look at the underlying data. For instance, we know that a party has never won a general election if they are behind on who the people think should be the best prime minister and which party people think are best to deal with the economy.
Right.
Now, the Conservatives are both well ahead on this now, and they're well ahead on voting intention, so historically that would point to a good position for them going into this. But it may be that politics has changed completely. It could be the case that politics has realigned along the lines of Brexit in the same way that we saw Scotland realign along the lines of the Scottish referendum after that happened. And so it could be that a resurgent Liberal Democrats that are able to capture the public opinion on remaining, bring votes away from Conservatives who voted Remain, from Labour supporters who voted Remain and don't believe that they're completely committed. There are lots of different options. A resurgent UKIP, for instance, if that were to happen, could win over supporters from the former industrial northeast, let's say, who previously voted Labour, working class voters who voted Labour but now feel disillusioned with them. There are many different things that could happen.
Well, there are. I mean, already, you know, this news is but 2.5 hours old, and already, you know, we're hearing that Labour are certainly claiming that 1,000 people have joined the Labour Party today. That's going to swing something in a direction. We know that Vince Cable has now said he's going to be standing in June's election. So all of these different things come into play, which of course alters people's opinions all the time, as you say, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There are a number of known unknowns, to use the old Donald Rumsfeld expression, things like the local elections in May. I mean, we've got those as well, plus the French presidential elections. All these could have an impact. But then there are inevitably the unknown unknowns, events, dear boy, events, as someone much smarter than me once said. Yeah. And these can all have a massive impact. And yes, we don't know where things will lie. But two things worth remembering. Firstly, politicians will always say they're looking forward to the election. Nobody's going to sit back and say, oh, no, not really ready for that, mate. Give us a few weeks.
Yeah.
So they'll always say they're up for it. And also there will always be claims about, oh, well, this number of members joined and our private polling shows this. Most of the time that doesn't actually mean anything. It doesn't relate to changes in voting intention. What you should be looking for are the long-term trends, looking at distinguishing talking points from turning points.
All right. Thank you, Joe. If you had to put some money on it personally, where are you going?
I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not a betting man. I can guarantee that it will be either the Conservatives or Labour or a hung parliament.
All right.
Well, it won't be then.
Well, it'll probably be UKIP now because of polls. That's Joe Twyman from YouGov there trying to get it right. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, there's going to be a party leader on the phone. We're going to be talking to a party leader about the surprise snap general election. Victoria's got more on it now, though. Talk Radio just after 2:30.
Talk Radio. Theresa May wants a snap general election on the 8th of June. Recent polls put the Tories well ahead of Labour, but the Prime Minister says the vote is the only way to secure stability ahead of Brexit. She's previously said there wouldn't be one until 2020. Both UKIP and the SNP think the PM is taking advantage of disarray in Labour. Here's Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon.
Well, it is the biggest U-turn in recent political history, but it's very clear that this is a decision that Theresa May has made in the interests of her own party, not in the interests of the country.
Jeremy Corbyn says his party is looking forward to showing how they'll stand up for the people of Britain. Labour MP Neil Coyle has told Talk Radio he thinks there's another reason why she's called for a vote.
The reason she's chosen this timetable is, it will be obvious to many listeners, is she doesn't want people to see how bad her Brexit deal will be. So she's trying to get the election in early. Because it's looking so bleak, she is trying to pull things together. But by the time more damage comes through, she is already ensconced.
But Conservative MP Eric Pickles has told John that's not the case.
What she says is what she means. She feels that she'll be able to get the Brexit all the necessary legislation through with an enhanced majority. This is about delivering to Britain a Brexit that is going to be least damaging in the best interest of the country. That's it.
Elsewhere, police in France say they've stopped a major attack after finding guns and bomb-making materials. Security has been stepped up across the country ahead of Sunday's presidential elections. And Prince William is calling for an end to the shame of discussing mental health issues. The Duke of Cambridge has spoken to Lady Gaga about why she decided to talk publicly about her depression. The weather, mainly fine with some sunshine, most frequent in the south. Some patchy rain developing in Scotland, though. Highs are 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Any snap weather we need to be aware of, Victoria, just out of interest?
No.
No breaking snap weather that we're not, but it's going to surprise us.
I mean,
the nature of snap weather means that Victoria wouldn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, John. Also, I haven't forecast further than this afternoon. I will look into that in about an hour.
Okay, do bring it to us, though. If any weather snaps,
okay.
I want to be the first with that news.
Okay, John, you'll hear it first here on Talk Radio.
Thank you, Victoria, there. She's got the snap weather. Or we'll have, if it snaps. But we'll let you know if it does. Also, if World War 3 breaks out, you probably need to run that as well. Probably secondary to the election news, but just chuck it in there.
Oh, well, thank you for that guidance.
You're welcome. Like a missile. Right, then. Right, in the next half an hour, we will be talking, of course, more about the news. Snap general election. We've got a party leader on the telephone next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So it's no longer Theresa May, it's definitely Theresa Will. Theresa May, our Prime Minister, has called a general election. What's your response? What's on your mind? And what for you will be the big issues? Better call Paul on the next Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio, where X marks the spot.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Going to the country.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So stick that in your ballot box.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. The time at 2:35. We're bringing you a snap election special programme. The breaking news. It's not breaking. It broke a couple of hours ago. There's news that there's going to be an election. You know that by now. However, it's always good, of course, to get insight and analysis, because that's what we're here for. Tom Newton-Dunn is the political editor of the Sun newspaper. He's on the telephone now. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. So, I've asked this question of everyone we've been talking to this afternoon. I think I already know the answer, but you've got your ear to the political ground. Was it a surprise, Tom?
It was a surprise. Yeah. It was a huge surprise to absolutely everybody in Westminster and everywhere, really. I think I've around four or five people knew this, I counted so far. It was a big surprise to the vast majority of Theresa May's cabinet, who learned the news when she told it to them. Yep. That they were going to have a general election about an hour or so before she told the country.
Yeah, and that's...
So, yes, Westminster is still reeling.
And that's unusual, isn't it? Because ordinarily things like this are leaked, or at least we get an inkling of something, but the first inkling was someone bringing a lectern out.
Yes, the big clue was a lectern coming out of Number 10. Of course, we knew she was going to make a big announcement on the steps. That could mean a number of different things. It could mean she's announcing a deployment overseas, a military operation. It could mean she's announcing a reshuffle. It could be anything quite substantial. The thing is, if you're going to make some big policy announcement, the place to do that is in the House of Commons. Mm. So that lent towards some sort of party political type operation. But then when the lectern came out without the number 10 crest on it,
yes,
for all our slightly tedious Westminster watchers, I think that was the big giveaway.
Right.
And the only time that ever happens is when prime ministers announce their elections. And David Cameron announced the last general election on March the 30th, 2015, with precisely the same lectern with no number 10 sticker.
Is this an enormous U-turn, or is it something we should have been expecting, given that we've just been talking to the YouGov there as well about, you know, technically how they're going to get it all wrong again. But in terms of a U-turn politically, it's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is absolutely not anyone was expecting, and we can't underline that enough, really. You know, but 2 weeks ago, when Theresa May was triggering Article 50, sending that letter off to the Commission in Brussels, she herself ruled out any early general election. So, and the reasons for that are multifold. You know, her view is, or has been right up until this morning, that the country needs stability. The country is engaging in this huge renegotiation. The last thing we really need is to change the team, or potentially change the team, while that renegotiation is going on. And her whole pitch, really, as the new prime minister since last July, has been one of continuity and a steady hand.
Mm.
Throwing everything up in the air, which is precisely what a general election does, is obviously the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a considerable disruption and an enormous U-turn. And, of course, the question is, why has she done that? And, you know, there's some good guesswork going on at the moment. We're still, you know, not really sure.
Is it, I mean, in terms of that guesswork, is it a case of, well, I think I can definitely win this?
Well, that's the great play, isn't it? I mean, she will be able to win the general election with, you know, some comfort. I don't think that the outcome, so to speak, is not hugely in dispute yet, unless, of course, Labour managed to turn something around that, you know, quite spectacular.
Mm.
But the question is, can she do this by putting on a considerably large amount of Tory seats, which is what she wants to do?
And
I've got to say, there's a big debate about that, because what she's not waiting for, and this is why it's such a big surprise she's gone so early, is for the boundary changes to come through. All the constituencies change shape and size as people move in and out of them. And for years and years, 10 years now, the boundaries have been significantly out of kilter, because there haven't been any boundary changes, which has given Labour a considerable advantage over the Tories. Now, if Theresa May waited until October next year, then she'd have got those boundary changes through and have had already 20 more seats, 20 more Tory MPs. So she's not waiting for that. That's fascinating why she wouldn't want to wait for a guarantee of 20 more Tory MPs. Also, she's got a big anti-Brexit vote in some former Lib Dem strongholds, which the Tories took off them at the last general election, places like Twickenham, where Vince Cable was stood for many years and then got voted out,
yep.
Some of the constituencies in the southwest. So she stands to lose Tory MPs, not win, but lose Tory MPs to the Lib Dems. So her great gamble, really, because that's what it is she can win far more seats off Labour than she will lose to the Lib Dems now.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Vince Cable there. He's announced that he is going to stand in the election, which is interesting.
Yes, he made that clear about a year or so ago, actually. It's something that he's always said he would do if there'd be an early general election. And I imagine we probably won't see a huge turnover from a lot of the MPs that either stood or got defeated in 2015. So it will feel, I think, very much like a 2015 rerun. There'll be one or two older Tory MPs, Henry Bellingham, for example, who's an old grandee, has already said he's not going to stand.
Yeah.
Tom Blenkinsop, a Labour MP from the Middlesbrough region, has also said he doesn't want to stand. He prefers to go and join the Royal Military Police, of all places, which is sort of interesting. Not a great vote of confidence in Jeremy Corbyn. But I think roughly we'll get very much a similar load of lineups that we had, but 2 years ago.
Yeah, and we're also hearing that Theresa May made this decision, and I think the quote is, while walking on holiday in Wales over the last week, just before Easter. And so really, it was a decision between her and her husband, is what I think she's been saying, which, again, when prime ministers make this kind of call, is it that unusual? You mentioned that only you could name, would you say, four or five people that would have known about this. It just seemed to have come out of just a personal discussion.
Yeah, well, a little bit more than that, perhaps. I think a couple of her trusted aides, her two chiefs of staff, Nick Timothy and Fiona Hill, plus probably the chairman of the Conservative Party himself, Patrick McLaughlin, certainly should have been in on this as well, because yeah. He would have had to told Theresa May whether the party is in a fit enough state to fight a general election. They cost money. You know, they cost millions and millions of pounds. So someone would have had to advise her on the state of the Tory coffers. But certainly, I think you've hit on it there. The most important advisor of all that I think she has is someone we seldom talk about in that capacity, and that's her husband, Philip, who is in on huge amounts of her thinking, is a pretty good thinker, political thinker himself. He was very active in Tory politics as a younger man at university, where, of course, they first met. Mm. And, you know, we know she confides in everything with him. He's certainly her closest and probably most important advisor. Therefore, it would be quite an obvious place for her to thrash this out with him, walking up and down the hills of Snowdonia. I mean, who would have thought, if you were walking past the Prime Minister on the hills of North Wales last week, that she was contemplating, you know, probably one of the few biggest decisions she can make, which is when to go to the country.
Thank you very much indeed there. That's Tom Newton-Dunn, his political editor for The Sun newspaper, bringing us some of the latest thoughts. On the latest news, Theresa May making that decision with her husband on, well, the slopes of Snowdonia. Now, after the break, we will have a party political leader on the telephone to talk us through, well, again, why it came as a surprise to everybody and what it might mean for the rest of the parties in the country. Do they welcome it? Do they not welcome it? Is this a chance to get back into play? Or could it kill some of them off forever? It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're bringing you a snap election special. Usual programming thrown a bit out today. But we make no apology for that because that's big news. I'm John Holmes.
See ya. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great.
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check. Mr. Thorough, bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny on a Nissan, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April, where you could drive away a used 15-plate Duke from £11,689, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Mom.
Yes, love.
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my...
credit rating?
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to...
stand on your own two feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could...
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan?
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The west of Sunderland, the southbound side of the A19 through Offerton is very busy because of an accident. East Yorkshire's westbound M62 near Doncaster struggling. Two lanes are closed, 35 to 34, for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. The northbound M1 through Leicestershire is heavy. There's an accident, 23A to 24, which is closing a lane. Through Norfolk, the A140 Cromer Road in Norwich is very busy because of some roadworks. And through Wells in Somerset, the A371 Portway remains closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
At QuickFit, it's our mission to keep you safe and get you back on the road. That's why this spring we're offering epic deals on our premium tyres. Drop into one of our QuickFit centres this month and get a massive 25% off all Michelin tyres. Sit back and relax whilst we service your car using the latest technology. QuickFit, it's all about the service. At participating centres only. Offer excludes online. Check in store for details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's just coming up to a different time to the one I mentioned earlier. But the news is still breaking. It never stops breaking. The news continues to break that we are in for a snap election on the 8th of June. Slightly thrown the usual show out this afternoon to bring you rolling coverage of this story breaking, even though it broke ages ago. But I promised you a party leader, so we're going to talk to a party leader. A party that has released its press release. Fairly early on, of course. A lot of parties still mobilising, trying to work out what the hell to do. But let me read you the press release from this party. Theresa May has today threatened to call an election for June the 8th, 2017. I say threatened as she... I don't think I'm quoting. I say threatened as she needs a vote in Parliament, which she probably will get. This party will be publishing our manifesto shortly, so we can all be reading from a different page. If you want to stand for this party, then you have to contact them ASAP. This party does not have an MP in Parliament, but it does have a leader. He's called Alan Howlin' Lord Hope, and he is, of course, leader of the Monster Raving Loony Party. Good afternoon, Howlin' Lord.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Very well.
Good afternoon to all your listeners as well.
Yes, there's only five of them. But anyway, there we go. Right, listen, thank you for taking the time, because what a busy day for a party leader today.
Well, of course. I mean, I never knew until a couple of hours ago, you know. I think we're all taken by surprise. Even the MPs in Parliament were taken by surprise, I suspect.
Yeah, well, they were. Everyone we've been talking to, from Eric Pickles, well, I was going to say downwards, but you don't want Eric Pickles on top of you, but you know what I mean. So...
I don't want Eric Pickles on me. No, the thing I can't get around, really, is there's going to be a by-election in Manchester Gorton on the 4th of May.
Yep.
And then a month later, there'll be another general election in Manchester Gorton.
They will, yes.
Or will they postpone that? I don't know.
Well, the talk is that they're going ahead. The by-election is going ahead as planned.
Is it?
But look, we don't hear a lot about the monster raving loony party anymore, because the other mad people are UKIP, so we just hear about them. So what are you bringing? You know, this is time for resurgence for you, isn't it?
Well, no, I mean, we stand in every election that's going.
Oh, yeah.
We're always there.
You just don't get the coverage, which is why I'm giving it to you.
I tell you what, you just said that we haven't got any MPs in Parliament. Well, nor would you, Kip. What about that?
Yeah, I know. Well, this is what I'm saying. This is your chance, right? This is your big chance, Alan.
This is the big chance. Yeah. The big chance to rule the Looniverse.
Yeah. So how... All right, so how many... Can you estimate how many candidates will you be putting up this time?
35 to 40.
Right. Is that usual?
Yeah, 28, 29, 30 we can get.
All right, that's pretty good.
Got a few more come in.
And what does the party stand for? What did you lay out your manifesto for us?
Manifesto? I can't tell you that now. That's everybody pinch our ideas. They always do, don't they?
Yeah, well, I suppose many parties have done in the past. But what ticket are you going to stand on? I mean, where's your Brexit point of view?
Brexit? Well, the Monster Raving Loony Party thinks with this Brexit thing that... You ought to let Europe carry on as they are. Yep. When we leave, we then insist that we become the biggest offshore island Europe has got.
Yeah.
Then we insist that we become the tax haven for the whole of Europe.
Right, it's a good idea.
Jersey, Guernsey, the Isle of Man become our satellite islands.
Yeah.
And then we then tell the gnomes of Zurich they're going to swing their hooks in the nearest fish pond.
Right.
And we will own Europe without them owning us.
Right.
Only a loony party would think about that.
Well, indeed, and that's what we're counting on. Of course, that's why you're there.
Yes, of course,
you know, we need your views. And Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, look, Jeremy Corbyn. This could wipe Labour out, couldn't it? Right. So all you've got to do is nip in, right? Because you've got Tim Farron, who not unelectable like Corbyn necessarily in terms of people's thinking, but certainly not powerful enough to make a difference. Maybe in this, but the Tories definitely are going to this.
If you ask around, I mean, I'm sure Tim will hate me saying this, but if you ask around and ask people who is the leader of the Liberal Party, there's not many people know.
No. Do you think more people know who the leader of the Monster Raving Loony Party is than know who the leader...
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do. It's Howling Lord Hope. They do.
Would you be willing to go into a coalition with one of the other parties, and if so, which one?
That girl who runs the sex party. What's she called?
Not Anne Summers. What? I'm not sure she's standing. But anyway. So let's paint a scenario whereby, and look, you know as well as I do, Alan, that many things can change in politics very quickly. Look what we've seen happen over the past year. Okay, we've David Cameron resigned. We've got Theresa May. We've got Brexit. We've got Trump. Let's say something really weird happens, and you find yourself Prime Minister, right, on June the 9th. Right, and you've got to meet Donald Trump. What are you going to say to him?
Hello, Donald. How are you?
Yep. Anything else?
When somebody aims a gun at him, I'll be the first one to say, Donald Duck.
Good. Right. And your stance on Putin?
Sorry?
Your stance on Putin?
Putin, I've not met him yet. He's not done me any harm yet.
Right.
Can't say much about him, can we?
Gibraltar?
Oh, Gibraltar. I love Gibraltar. But people in Gibraltar want it to say British, so it'll say British, I suppose.
Korea? Yep.
What career? My rock and roll career or my political career?
Not your neither of those careers, I mean North Korea.
Oh, North Korea. I know what you meant.
I know.
I'm not sure. I mean, which way is he going to go? I mean, somebody's got to take hold of him, haven't they?
Do the Monster Raving Loony Party have nuclear capability?
Any what, sorry?
Nuclear capability.
Nuclear? No, we like the old clear ways. We like elastic bands and blotting paper, and that sort of thing.
So you would, as a matter of course, are you now announcing officially that you would launch a pre-emptive strike of blotting paper and elastic bands at North Korea? That's your stance?
Yes.
You're saying that now on national radio?
Yes.
That's what you do.
And we wrap them across the knuckle with rulers.
Right. Very old school. Literally.
Yes.
Yeah. And in terms of your rock and roll career, you used to be in Lord Such's backing band.
Wasn't actually in his backing band, but I was one of the singers on the same show as him. We used to go out with his band.
Yeah.
And his band used to back me, but I wasn't one of his backing singers, as it were.
Right. And when he died, of course, it was for you to step forward.
Well, yes, yeah, so he and I started the party on June the 16th, 1982. He was the leader, I was the deputy leader.
Yeah.
And chairman.
And look now.
Yeah, look now.
Would you welcome any defectors from UKIP?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nigel Farage and I get on very, very well. He's often said to me, funny enough, you mentioned a coalition. He's often said to me there ought to be a coalition between your party and not my party. I say to him, yes, Nigel, UKIP, we sleep.
There it is. You heard it here. If the Monster... Thank you very much. That was Alan Howlin' Lord Hope, of course. The leader of the Monster Raving Loony Party. I told you we'd get a party leader on, and I was right, wasn't I? And you heard it here. It's calling for a preemptive strike of blotting paper with elastic bands on North Korea. And he would happily go into a coalition with UKIP, and says that Nigel Farage has spoken to him about it. So there's a scoop for the news. On the other line, now let's talk to Kate Proctor. Hello, Kate.
Hello, hi.
How are you?
I'm really well.
Good. So you were listening to that there, and, you know, anything can happen in politics, can't it?
Well, it certainly can. I mean, I think this morning took us all by surprise. It really was a genuine surprise. You normally hear whispers of things, but no, that was a real bolt out of the blue, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Monster Raving Loony Party brought up a few good policy points there, but whoever does come in next is going to have to think about these big things, you know, whether it's Theresa May, she's still, or whether it's Labour, or whether it's Lib Dems, you're still going to have to think about these huge policy areas like Brexit, Europe, North Korea, and I think it's going to take a bit more than a few preemptive elastic bands to try and push things forward. Yes.
When, talking to a lot of people about this today, and I'm interested to get your take on it, in that this is essentially about Brexit, isn't it? Because it's all to do with Theresa May not having the majority she wants to see Brexit through cleanly, and this is an attempt to get a majority of MPs so she's not challenged all the time. A lot of people on social media saying that, well, if another party has an anti-Brexit manifesto and a stance, then they would vote for them. So this is the Remainers we're talking about. So effectively, underneath, is this a new Brexit vote?
Well, I think I wouldn't go as far as that. I mean, I think when, you know, Theresa May repeatedly says that the people have spoken and this is the will of the vast majority of people. And I think so many people actually are resigned to the fact that even if they didn't vote for Brexit, that it is happening and it's a process that Britain is following. I think, you know, the Lib Dems are going to make a massive play of, you know, vote for us and you won't have Brexit. It's going to, who knows what Labour are going to do on this one. But I think it's going to be, I don't think this is going to be the big Brexit decider that everyone expects. And in a lot of ways, I think this is about Theresa May trying to settle some domestic policy issues as well. She didn't have a great budget. Philip Hammond, made a few mistakes there and they had to do a pretty quick U-turn. And
yeah.
In some ways, I think this is, they not only need to get support on Brexit, but actually in terms of domestic policy too. So I think this is a real opportunity for Theresa May to sort of strengthen where she is, because I think it's not just about Brexit. There are a few areas where she could do with a bit of a lift, a bit of a boost. And I think that's achievable for her.
Does she... I mentioned this to Eric Pickles, who was on earlier, and I sort of quoted the Mrs. Thatcher U-turning quote at him. It did confuse him for a moment. But she's the opposite of Mrs. Thatcher, because she's, you're right about the Philip Hammond's budget. There were U-turns there. But this is an enormous career-defining U-turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it completely is. I mean, so many people have asked me over countless cups of teas in Westminster, is it going to happen? What have you heard? Have you heard there's going to be an early general election? And I'm always saying, no, no, no. You know, the word that we've had from Downing Street that we have believed, they say categorically there will be no early general election. And then today it's been a complete change. And like I said, I got into work this morning. It was actually quite a sleepy morning.
Yeah.
Sort of back from the Easter bank holiday. Nobody heard a thing about this.
I know. It's surprising, isn't it, in politics where things leak all the time. It took everybody by surprise.
Yeah. Well, apparently she made the decision on her walking holiday in Snowdonia.
Yeah.
So it must have been something to do with the Welsh air.
The Welsh air and too many Easter eggs. Kate, you do stuff for the Evening Standard, of course.
Yeah.
Your new editor, George Osborne, any early indications around the office who the Standard are going to endorse on this?
I think it's way too early to have any kind of discussions like that. We've just been covering the story as it's been breaking.
Okay. Nicely got out of. Kate, lovely to talk to you. Kate Proctor there, freelance political journalist, but does stuff for the Evening Standard. Her new boss is George Osborne. Interesting. Right, in the next bit of the programme, well, we're going to do the big debate, politics themed, of course, election themed. Big debate at three. We will also be bringing you a very special band or regular listeners will know we play band or game on the show. No change to that today, except it's a very, very snap election themed band or manufacturer of lectern, because Theresa May's lectern came out, but there's a lot of weird names for the manufacturers of them. So is it a band or is it the manufacturer of a lectern? That's coming on the programme. And of course, we will keep you up to date by bringing you all the guests you'd imagine to talk about this. Breaking news this afternoon, the country, June the 8th, snap general election. Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
MyCarMeter.com. My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
When you buy a Peugeot approved used car, you get a full vehicle inspection. You get a minimum 12 months warranty. And from the 13th to the 30th of April, you also get a deposit contribution of up to £750 with 8.9% APR representative. That's a lot of gets. Get to a participating dealer now. Peugeot approved used. Reassurance built in. Terms, conditions, restrictions and excess mileage charges apply. Peugeot Motor Company PLC is a credit broker, not a lender, and will only introduce you to PSA Finance UK Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
And just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, general election set for June.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has announced a snap general election. The Prime Minister needs the support of 2/3 of MPs for it to go ahead on the 8th of June with a vote in the Commons set for tomorrow. She says people have to choose what kind of leadership is needed for Brexit negotiations.
It will be a choice between strong and stable leadership in the national interest, with me as your Prime Minister, or weak and unstable coalition government led by Jeremy Corbyn, propped up by the Liberal Democrats, who want to reopen the divisions of the referendum.
The news has shocked Westminster as the PM has repeatedly said she wouldn't seek a general election before the scheduled 2020 poll. Scotland First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has warned the plans could be a huge political miscalculation. But Shadow Cabinet Minister Barry Gardiner has told Talk Radio he welcomes the move.
I can think of nothing better than getting rid of this Conservative government, because it's a government that has failed to deliver on the economic recovery that they promised. It's a government that's presiding over living standards that have gone down.
These people in central London have told us what they make of the announcement.
Probably about right. There's a few things the country can make a decision on about now, so the timing feels pretty good.
Quite excited by the prospect. I think it'll be an interesting couple of months to come.
Theresa May came in without a clear mandate. Fitness will be key for her. Then she'll have less problems after this now. Assuming she gets re-elected, of course, you never know what could happen.
The Prime Minister's spokesperson says the local elections and the Manchester Gorton by-election will go ahead as planned. In other news, Facebook is looking into how it deals with violent videos after a clip of a killing stayed on the social network for more than 2 hours. Police across the US are hunting for suspect Steve Stevens. And Prince William says it's time everyone feels normal speaking about mental health. The Duke of Cambridge has teamed up with the singer Lady Gaga, who's battled depression, to talk about ending the stigma around it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine and sunny for most, with the sunshine most frequent in the south. Some patchy rain developing in Scotland, highs of 13 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Yes, John.
Yes, there is, Victoria. But today, of course, now regular listeners will know we do bring you bonus news at around 3:30. The reason for that, well, Victoria's bulletins are smaller than they used to be. They used to be 3 minutes, now they're two. No one really knows why. However, she gets paid the same, so we figure it's only fair that she makes the time up. And we do that in the form of bonus news. And today, because... It's a weird noise you can hear.
Yeah, I was just trying to look around and see whether...
It's the fan in Cornelius's computer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we bring you bonus news, and today, of course, snap general election, we bring you bonus election news.
Voting news.
It's going to be packed full of titbits.
About voting.
Would you say there's more tit or more bits?
Bits.
Okay, fine. That will be happening in around 25 minutes' time. Bonus news with Victoria. We'll also be talking to comedian Matt Ford, who you will know, of course, from politics and Sean Talksport. And we'll be chatting to him about this news, or used to do it, Sean Talksport. Okay, fine. Anyway, Matt Ford will be joining us. He's doing Sun Talks for us, isn't he, this
yes,
week?
Yes, yes,
tomorrow,
he is.
Tomorrow. You can hear him live on Talk Radio.
That's right, and he's doing the Brexit vote. Tomorrow, which now, of course, takes on a different spin, because I imagine the election won't be very far away from what they'll be talking about there. But anyway, Matt Ford joining us in around 20 minutes' time as well. And, of course, don't forget today's game of band or lectern manufacturer. All on the way. And now, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. It's live today. From where all of the other parties have just found out about the breaking election news.
Patrick, good afternoon. Leicester have the latest in the series of biggest games in their history this evening. Craig Shakespeare's side are a goal down going into the home leg of their Champions League quarter-final against Atletico Madrid. Elsewhere, Real Madrid have a 2-1 lead against Bayern Munich in Talk Sports live commentary game. Having seen his side win promotion to the Premier League yesterday, Brighton and Hove Albion boss Chris Hughton now wants to secure the Sky Bet Championship title. The Seagulls confirmed their promotion with a 2-1 win over Wigan, bringing to an end a 34-year absence from the top division. Hughton told TalkSport this morning everyone will get their chance next season in the Premier League.
You are not able to make absolute wholesale changes because we know what's got us there. And what's got us there is the spirit that we have and the quality that we have in the team.
Finally, in the IPL today, Gujarat Lions take on Royal Challengers Bangalore. The whole game is live on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
A lot of panicking and screaming going on there in the background as Ben brings us the sports from where the other parties found out about the election, the snap election that's being called on June the 8th. Simply running around. You can imagine what it's like in Labour Party headquarters. Probably sounds like this. Except there aren't that many of them. But anyway, it's a snap election on June the 8th. Big debate is coming next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yep, it's time for the big debate. So So the Prime Minister snaps a general election into place for June the 8th. And the question is, of course, just what can Jeremy Corbyn do between now and then to make himself electable? Now, one solution that's being posed by many commentators today is that Jeremy Corbyn encourages North Korea to launch a preemptive nuclear missile attack on Britain. Now, he could be banking on the fact that this preemptive missile attack could kill absolutely everybody in the country of voting age, apart from himself, Jeremy Corbyn, and Diane Abbott. Now, if that happens, and it is a big if, but a week is a long time in politics, maybe then and only then could Jeremy Corbyn become Prime Minister. Although, it's fair to say, as he and Diane Abbott claw their way through the rubble towards the tattered, smouldering remains of a polling station, through the irradiated earth of this once green and pleasant land, as they reach together the blackened voting booth, the string that holds a little pencil, having burned clean away in the nuclear fire, Jeremy Corbyn and Diane Abbott would probably look at each other and then still vote for someone else, realising that Jeremy wasn't right for Prime Minister, even though there's only two of them left alive. Even in that scenario, with everyone else dead, Jeremy Corbyn and Diane Abbott realise the futility of it all. Hypothetically, for balance, of course. I will say that they also died in the initial blast and there's no one else left. In short, as many people we've been talking to this afternoon, from Tom Newton Dunn from The Sun to Eric Pickles, to Monster Raving Loony Party, to Jonathan Arnott from UKIP, all of our guests this afternoon, all united in their belief that Jeremy Corbyn must be bricking it. Now, on the line, well, it's Eric. Talk radio listener Eric has called us, 03444991000. Good afternoon, Eric.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, you heard me.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you more. More than that.
More.
Well, as a percentage, how much are you thanking me?
290.
Right, I was thanking you 220, so I was right. But anyway, now you've heard me say the word. Stop talking now. You've heard me say the word bricking it there. Now you've called in because you heard me say that, and you think that, well, you're anti bricks. You think no more bricks. I mean, we've got a general election coming. Is this not a chance to rid the country of bricks in general?
Well, absolutely, and believe me, I'll be voting for whichever party takes the firmest line on bricks. Bricks are irksome, they're made of clay, which is horrible, they make walls, which divide us, and they're also used in Jenga, which is popularly used by the liberal elites to humiliate people with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
So in all respects, I think it's fair to say you'd be better off without bricks.
Right, okay, so you're voting for Brexit. Let's bring in our other caller on line one, Brick Astley.
It's Brick Astley here.
Hello.
Hello, you're right. Yeah, I'm a lover of the brick, and both in the physical sense, like what the third pig from the three pigs built his house with, and also the hypothetical sense of the word, such as when you said earlier, bricking it, and for the reason for me calling in, of course.
Yes.
I just love the word and all the connotations of it, really. It's I just love bricks, basically.
Right, so you're a brick remainer, you're in Brexit, you're a remainer, Eric's a leave. But it's interesting, isn't it, because it all comes down, as does the snap general election, of course, down to the EU. Now, you'll remember the EU directive when we were told that our bricks could only... Now, a brick is the shape of a brick, we know that, but of course the EU said that all our bricks had to be shaped like bananas, and so that's made house building very difficult. We know there's a house building crisis, that's why, isn't it? You can't build a house out of banana bricks, can you?
Are you talking to me or to the other guy?
Both of you at the same time, weirdly.
Right, well, we'll bringing it back to the house building for just one second. Why would you build your houses out of anything other than bricks? I mean, banana-shaped bricks, it's crazy. We've proved in the aforementioned tale that straw and sticks don't work in the house-building trade.
That's right.
As the wolf will eventually just blow it down.
Yeah.
Okay? But a house made from a good, sturdy brick, that is what you need. And as long as you don't leave a wolf-sized chimney hole in the roof... then you'd be fine, basically.
Eric, come back in on that. A wolf-sized chimney hole in the roof.
That's completely absurd. Firstly, there's other openings in houses that wolves can get through these days. Secondly, houses made out of glass are a lot more effective. And in fact, houses made of sticks and straw can, in fact, be remarkably offensive. So, quite frankly, I don't know what... brick Ashley is talking about. And I tell you what, John, I've got some brick-based rhyming slang terms I'd like to call him.
Yes, don't.
He's sick, and he's satanic, and he's moronic, and he's lethargic.
No.
Yeah. And he's sadistic.
Yes.
And he's
not those things.
Right.
And he's barbaric.
None of those things. That's a lie.
Let's don't let it personal on it. I mean, you mentioned glass houses there, and that's interesting, isn't it? Because people who live in those shouldn't throw bricks.
No, they definitely shouldn't. And they do. And that's another of the problems with bricks. And that's why our society's fallen to pieces.
Is this why we've got an election? Because are we sick of being told by the EU what bricks we can and can't use and what shape they should be?
Absolutely. I mean, bendy bricks used to be brilliant when I was a kid. We could have all bendy bricks. Yeah. We'd bend them. We'd make bendy houses, throw them through bendy windows.
Yeah.
Now the EU says only straight bricks. Well, what do you do with a straight brick on a lake on a Saturday night?
Yeah. All right. Well, it's very interesting. Both sides of this argument, of course. But the question remains.
Mine's more interesting.
Well, the question remains.
It is.
No.
I mentioned Jenga earlier. It's been more interesting.
Lego bricks?
Yeah.
No, they're rubbish. They encourage docility. Yeah, exactly. You stand on a Lego brick, you've got a poorly foot for months.
Yeah,
well...
Yeah, really.
I've got a mate who's been on benefits his whole life because he stood on the Lego brick when he was two.
There's a theory that this is, of course, behind this whole getting rid of bricks thing, and it's all very well, isn't it, trying to get rid of them, but you've got to put them somewhere because there are a lot of them. Are you calling for the dismantling of houses and buildings that are made of bricks, Eric? Because if you are, someone's got to pay for, you know, if we end up, as we do so often, with a brick recycling bins, and each week we've got to dismantle a bit more of our house, have to put it in the correct bin, take it down the end of the drive, it gets taken away. Someone's got to pay for that, haven't they?
No, well, I mean, we all essentially might pay a little bit, but we benefit more from the loss of bricks. I envisage building a massive warehouse of corrugated iron in which to store all the bricks, and then all the bricks can come together. We'll put some cement on top of them so no one has to look at them, and they're safe within that warehouse, and then we can get on with building our houses out of dust and thread and string and plastic.
Well, would that help the house building? Sorry, let me bring in Brick Astley here. Brick, you're for bricks, obviously, but the house building crisis, which is, you know, all part of Theresa May's government. We know of these figures for 40,000 more houses here, 40,000 more houses there. It's all part of the same story, but isn't Eric right that if we start building houses out of things like the Three Little Pigs, straw, wood, plastic, string, dust, aren't we going to see more houses built more quickly because we haven't got to wait around for bricks?
Yeah, no, right. The brick is essential because it's a strong item for building houses. And as I said before, you have to be very careful of these wolves, right? Because especially in Newcastle, you typically see two to three wolves on any one night, especially in the Wallsend area.
Yeah.
We call them the wolves of Wallsend. And, you know, they will blow your house down if it's not made of bricks.
Right.
So you need to be very careful
of
that.
That's just not true. I know a lot of people who live in houses made of things that aren't bricks, and they're absolutely fine. For example, one of my friends lives in a house made of femurs, of human thigh bones, and he's fine. And he just gets on with life. And I don't understand why all these obsessive brick obsessives keep obsessing about bricks. It's ridiculous.
How many bricks? Very simple question. How many bricks, Eric? Yes or no?
Yes.
Same question to you, Brick Astley.
No.
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 Follow the yellow what road?
I mean, it could be made of polystyrene.
Yeah. Would a wizard be happy with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yellow polystyrene. It's still yellow, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, yellow bricks aren't really bricks anyway, are they? They're sort of novelty bricks, obviously. Mm. The bricks we're talking about getting rid of are horrible brown bricks.
Right. Would you be happy with different coloured bricks, then?
Oh, well...
Like Lego?
I wouldn't say bricks as such.
Right.
No, not Lego.
Yeah.
No, because no, not right. Lego.
Well, look...
Bricks, no.
This is a final question. Would you go back to when, of course, before we even had bricks, because you know that, you know, bricks, very quickly, the history of bricks, of course, Sir Francis Drake brought bricks back from the Caribbean along with tobacco. And potatoes, of course, presented bricks to Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria popularised them. It's why we have bricks now. But would you go back to...
They're running wild in Australia.
Well, yes. Would you go back to a time before bricks then, when houses were built in Victoria, the Victorian era, of poor children? You mentioned femurs. But, you know, they used to build houses out of live poor children, didn't they? Which made it handy to send them up the chimneys, because the chimneys were also made of children. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, that was brilliant. And there's not enough poor children anymore. That's part of the problem, is the Labour governments. That's why I'm glad Jeremy Corbyn's bricking it, because if we can get in another Tory government, we can have more poor children, and we can sort this out once and for all, get some houses made of the bones of poor children and the skins of them.
All right, there we have it. Thank you very much indeed. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Eric?
Ridiculous.
And Brick Astley. That'll do. Thank you. Right. Well, that's the big debate. There's a snap general election, of course. A lot of the parties are giving their opinions on Brexit. Do we need bricks? Do we not? Is Jeremy Corbyn right to be bricking it? Let us know your thoughts. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. That was the big debate.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Why not take an island break? Some time to relax and re-energise. Leave the kids at home.
I'm on my fourth out of some serious diarrhea.
Two very different generations marooned together. Will the energy of youth or wisdom of age be the key to survival?
What am I doing here?
The Island, Sunday at 9 on Channel 4.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram Blue Circle Master Creep was £3.96, now just £3.33 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ BeGambleAware.org. Data provided by TX Odds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, crammed full of the latest tech like 4G Wi-Fi, advanced park assist and Bi-Xenon headlights with cornering lights, and be yours to drive for a frankly ridiculous $205 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. For just £205 a month over 35 months with £4,305 advance rental, the Vauxhall Corsa always gets a great reception. For more irresistible offers, visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires activation and is subject to network coverage and availability. Charges apply after free trial period. T's and C's apply. Order by 3rd July 2017.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West of Sunderland, the southbound A19 is now closed between the Washington and the Penshaw exits because of an accident. The M62 still has a lane out westbound near Doncaster, 35 to 34 because of an accident. They're still on the approach to that. A breakdown is causing delays on the southbound M6 in Cheshire between 17 and 16 near Crewe. South of Oxford, the A420 through Appleton is closed both ways. There's been an accident involving a couple of lorries. And in Cornwall, the A39 through Weybridge is closed in both directions because of an accident at the Halsgrave Junction. I'm Gerina Adams.
In the midst of the traffic, encircled by cars, the wilds you've explored seem hopelessly far. But a life of discovery is right where you are, in your calm within the storm. You've overcome mountains, traversed flooded shores. So a little road closure's a breeze to endure. Just think of the weekend adventures in store. In your calm within the storm. All new Discovery, with unbeatable off-road capability. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And as you would expect, this afternoon we are talking about the snap general election. The breaking news, of course, that broke some hours ago now, the Prime Minister has called for a general election on the 8th of June. Jeremy Corbyn, as we've been hearing from many of our guests this afternoon, must be bricking it. And so the question arose, do we need bricks now? I mean, how old-fashioned are they? Do we need bricks in post-Brexit Britain? When we've got spiralisers and hose pipes, why would we need bricks? A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius.
Loads coming in, John. John, what do the army need? Bricks and mortars. If the army just had mortars, well, they'd still be able to kill people. That's coming from Colonel Bob. John, if we banned bricks, what would I smash my neighbour's window with? That's coming from Richie J there. Thanks, sorry. Jeff says, I don't mind them, if I'm honest, but I wouldn't let a dog do it on my face. He says he was only half listening again.
Yep, fair enough, as he regularly does. Thank you very much. If you've got a thought, then think it, but then write the thought down and send it to us.
Lino says, hashtag Brexit means Brexit.
It which, does, yes.
What does that mean?
And of course, let's not forget that Brexit has been around since the 1970s, when its main proponent was Jimmel. You know, now we know why he wanted no bricks, of course, because what are prisons built out of? Bricks. Mm. So, you know, he was just being careful. Get your thoughts to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
any word
you like.
Any word you like. Now, as the Prime Minister takes the nation to the polls. We've been talking to many, 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 many commentators this afternoon. Tom Newton-Dunn out of Off of the Sun. David Woodward from The Sun on Sunday. Eric Pickles joined us earlier. Jonathan Arnott from UKIP. Kate Proctor from The Evening Standard. The man who is the leader of the monster raving loony party called Alan.
Howling Mad Murdoch, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah. Yes. But of course, Talk Radio has teamed up with The Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events, which kick off tomorrow, Wednesday the 19th of April, in London. And you can be part of it. Do you like the way, by the way, I've added this music to it to make it sound patriotic on this election snap announcement day?
Yes, yeah, I see what you've done. It's actually working.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, your best effort yet.
Thank you. An expert panel debating what Brexit means for you. And I dare say they'll be talking election announcement as well, because it all boils down to the same thing. Theresa May has gone to the country, of course, because she cannot get, in her own words, a clean Brexit, with people opposing her because she does not have the majority. She thinks this will give her the majority. It's why she's gone early. But you can have your chance to get your voice heard, not just in the polling booth, but also live on Talk Radio. As this event will be broadcast on Talk Radio tomorrow night. Up on stage at Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney. Anna Soubry. Soubry? Soubry? MP. Dominic Raab, MP. Our very own Julia Nazi Fuhrer from the mornings. Tickets are only £5, with profits going to St Thomas's Hospital. Details at thesun.co.uk/suntalks. Also on that panel, the man who joins me now, it's Matt Ford. Hello, Matt Ford.
Hello, John.
Hello there, Matt Ford.
How are you? Stirring music.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? Oh, I thought your event tomorrow called for stirring music on a stirring day like today, Matt.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Just this constant division. It makes you proud to be British.
Doesn't it? Right, OK, so this... I mean, you've got your finger on the political pulse, Matt. You've got your show on Dave and so on and so forth, you know. You know what you're talking about. Did it take you by surprise, like it has done literally everyone else apart from Theresa May and her husband?
Well, it did. It did, but I mean, obviously everyone who's involved in politics likes to say they saw it coming.
Yeah.
When I read the YouGov poll in The Times yesterday, I did think... To be honest, I've always thought that she might call a bit of an early one, just because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
When you're so far ahead and when the opposition appears so weak. So when the polling came out over the weekend, and I think they'd always been looking for that 20-point gap.
Yeah.
Just so it would always fit, probably narrow from now, but just that feeling that that's a point at which it's probably done and dusted. So I the moment they said there was that announcement today, I just immediately thought, I bet she's going to go for it.
Yeah,
apart from that, no idea.
Okay, it's interesting though, isn't it? Because this is such a U-turn, and everyone is expressing surprise. Everyone we've spoken to this afternoon is expressing that same surprise, going, all right. I mean, Eric Pickles came on here, and he said, Theresa May just says what Theresa May means. She doesn't mess about. She means it, she means it, right? And you sort of go, yeah, but she also said that we were better off in the EU not that long ago, so she didn't mean
that's
that.
That's right. Well, people are used to U-turns, aren't they? And I think there are certain things it's okay to U-turn on. And there are certain things that it aren't. I think most people don't trust politicians when it comes to election dates and manipulating their things to their own advantage. So I think within that sort of context, most people, I think a lot of people can understand why she's done it. They'd say, well, if I was in her position, I'd do it. There's a kind of logic to calling it now. And I think also people feel that they want ownership of their leaders. And Gordon Brown got himself into a lot of trouble when he didn't call that election, not only because it suggested that he was running scared, but also that he didn't want to face the public.
Yeah.
And I think she's probably got the calculation right, that she'll annoy a lot of people who say it's a U-turn and that she's promised the opposite. But I think equally, a lot of people say, well, I do want to have a say over who leads the country. And whether they're going to vote for her or not, I think people welcome the opportunity to choose their leaders.
Let me bring you up to date on what Paul Nuttall's doing today, by the way, because we...
Wonderful!
I knew you wanted to know.
Fighting Anthony Joshua at Wembley for a couple of weeks.
We tried to get him on the phone earlier on this significant day, but we were told by his office that he was unable to work today due to childcare issues.
What, being looked after?
Well, either that or he was looking after Nigel. We can't quite decide. But we had Jonathan Arnott on, right, the MEP, and the last remaining UKIPper, and he was... sort of telling us that those polls that you mentioned over the weekend suggested that UKIP could come out of this pretty well.
Well, it depends what they mean by that. Like, they did well at the last one. They got 3.8 million votes. But it's about how that translates to seats for UKIP, and that's the problem they've got under the current system. So they might hold their vote, although I kind of feel like I can't tell at the moment, it depends what happens, how big an issue Brexit is during the referendum, but I kind of feel that actually Nuttall hasn't been the potent successor to Farage that a lot of us thought he would be when he first took over. It feels like he's kind of fallen by the wayside a bit.
Yeah.
But who knows? Election campaigns have incredible twists and turns. We're just at the start of one we didn't even think we were going to have.
I mean, you know, working in as you do, I mean, you must be, as am I, enormously looking forward to this period now where, we've come through Brexit, we've come through Trump, we've come through May replacing Cameron, and now we've got something else that's excited everybody.
Well, that's it. You know, our careers are kind of inversely related to the success of the country. You know, when things are bad for the public, it's good for... You know, it's good for comedy and it's good for broadcasting because it gives you red meat to talk about.
Yeah.
You sort of have to be acutely aware that whilst we're rubbing our hands to an extent with glee, for a lot of people, this is a total nightmare.
It's good that you mentioned meat as well, because in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be giving some away in a game, Matt Ford.
No,
you'll
way.
Be pleased, like we are. You'll be pleased to know it's in a game today, an election themed game of band or manufacturer of lectern.
What is going on over there?
That's you.
How are you supposed to get that on the radio?
To the
That's
fact
amazing.
That Theresa May walked out with that to that speak to that lectern today. So, is it a band or is it a manufacturer of a lectern? If you'd like to play 8722,
start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Matt Ford, thank you very much indeed. Matt Ford will be on that panel tomorrow night in London. You can still be part of it. He'll be on stage with our very own Sam Delaney, Anna Soubry. MP MP, Dominic Raab MP, and our very own morning presenter, Julia Nazi-Fuhrer. Tickets only £5, all profits going to St Thomas's Hospital, of course. Details and tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks. More details of the event there, of course. Now, in the next half an hour, as I mentioned, that game that everyone's been waiting for, it could turn the political landscape even further. Band or manufacturer of lectern, coming up in the next half an hour. It's just after 3:30, though. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's called a surprise general election. Theresa May says she'll ask MPs to vote in the Commons tomorrow. She needs the backing of two-thirds of them.
Let the House of Commons vote for an election. Let everybody put forward their proposals for Brexit and their programmes for government. And let us remove the risk of uncertainty and instability.
The proposed date for the vote is Thursday, the 8th of June. The PM spoke to the Queen yesterday and got the full backing of her cabinet this morning. Jeremy Corbyn says he welcomes the announcement and Labour will fight to win.
I want to lead a government that will transform this country, give real hope to everybody, and above all, bring about a principle of justice for everybody and economic opportunities for everybody.
The Liberal Democrats say it's a chance to change the direction of the country, while Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it's one of the most extraordinary U-turns in recent political history, as the PM has repeatedly refused to call a poll before 2020. SNP MP Angus McNeill has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Well, it certainly seems to be a Prime Minister who's got no strategy or underneath no strategic thinking. A couple of weeks ago, she rushed at Article 50 and fired the gun for that, which is like a 2 years to run maximum. And if you listen to the Europeans, it's got to the autumn of 2018. She's now going to eat into that time with a rushed general election.
Elsewhere, election security has been tightened across France after two arrests. Two men are suspected of planning a violent attack in the run-up to the presidential vote, the first round of which is on Sunday. And Harry Redknapp is back in football management, replacing Gianfranco Zola at Birmingham. The weather, frost for much of the country tonight, light rain in northern Scotland with lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow's going to start off chilly, staying dry with some sunny spells for most. Patchy rain in the far northwest with highs of 12. There's more in 25 minutes.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Just before bonus news, because there's more now, and we bring you bonus news. But interesting, was that a clip of Jeremy Corbyn you had there?
My second one was, yes.
Yes, can we hear that again? Can we hear the clip of Jeremy
Corbyn? I want to lead a government that will transform this country, give real hope to everybody, and above all, bring about a principle of justice for everybody and economic opportunities for everybody.
Well, he's interesting at the end there, because he went a bit David Attenborough, didn't he? Don't you think?
Yeah. For everybody.
Yeah. Here in the Labour Party. Here in the jungle, the political jungle. There's no hope. For the Labour Party. Here. For everybody. Anyway, good. Just thinking of a post-political career for him. Just trying to help him out. Because, you know, Attenborough, great. But he's not going to be there forever, is he? So he could rip... Perhaps that's his audition. I don't know.
Okay, John.
All right. Now, speaking of politics, and, of course, today's news of a snap general election. Ordinarily, we bring you bonus news. Victoria does bonus news for us at 3:30 every day. Ordinarily, it takes in animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, because that sort of covers everything off. The reason she does it, bulletins are shorter, she gets paid the same. So, you know, she has to make the time up. Today, though, it's a special, of course. It's a snap election politics. What is it?
Voting news.
Voting is underway for the first ever Holyrood Dog of the Year competition. Scottish politicians are... Why are you laughing?
No.
Scottish politicians are finally getting a chance to show off their pooches. Something the Westminster lot have been doing for a while. So 16 MSPs have entered their pets into the event, which takes place on the 8th of May. And you can see some pictures of the contenders on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Yeah, you are, we know.
There you go. Yeah.
I couldn't believe when Nicola Sturgeon just called that competition a snap dog competition.
You don't want a snappy dog.
No, so surprising.
It's a bad thing. Are you suggesting that on this huge political day that up in Scotland the MPs are just having a dog show?
That's how confident they are.
No, so the dog show is on the 8th of May and people can vote online for...
Oh, fine. What, for which dog that... What?
I don't really know.
Okay, fine. So it's that good. Voting news. Yeah, carry on.
And a competition is open to name a baby giraffe. People can vote on what they...
I mean, when I said voting news, I wasn't technically expecting animal news just shoved in via the back door, as it were. But that's all you've done, isn't it? Yeah. You've just done animal news, which is your favourite.
Yeah.
But found someone. I mean, I thought it would contain hard-hitting journalistic information regarding the process of voting as the nation goes to the polls. But no. Scottish dogs and a giraffe.
It's not just any old giraffe. It's April. And millions of people tune in to watch April give birth to her calf. And he was born on Saturday. And yeah. In case you're wondering, he's 5'9" and weighs 129 pounds.
I wasn't, but thanks.
Yep. So you can vote for what you'd like to name him. But I just need to say that Animal Adventure Park is charging $1 per vote. It's in America.
Yeah.
And there are 8 more days of voting before a shortlist of 10 names is revealed. And then people can then vote on those 10 names. There's 5 days to do
right.
that.
Right. Is that another dollar?
Probably. Yep. Yeah. Great. Anyway, there's a picture of April and her baby on my Twitter page. Victoria_born, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Anything else?
That's it.
Great. Voting news there. On this significant day, we bring you news of Scottish MPs' dogs and a giraffe. Talk Radio. In the afternoons. Next, we will be bringing you a game of band or manufacturer. Because Theresa May came out this morning, of course, much speculation over the lectern. It was placed in front of number 10. It didn't have the crown, the coat of arms on it, which meant it was going to be a political announcement, but not one that involves the crown. So we know that. And that was the first inkling that it could be a general election. So big day for lectern manufacturers today. Of course, all eyes on them. So we'll bring you a game of band or lecturer. Lectern manufacturer.
Do you want me to write it down?
Yes, please. Next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Friday the 21st to the 24th of April and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details. Volvo. Human made.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 21st to 24th of April at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. 24-month maximum term. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
West of Sunderland, the southbound A19 between Washington and Penshaw remains closed after a two-vehicle accident. The anti-clockwise M60 is busy at 27 for the Portwood roundabout. There's restrictions on the exit slip there because of a spill. A breakdown on the M6 south in Cheshire as there's some queuing traffic in the roadwork, 17 to 16. Better news south of Oxford for the A420 through Appleton. That's reopened after earlier problems, but no change for Cornwall's A39 through Wadebridge. It stays closed in both directions at the Halsgrove Junction after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
In the midst of the traffic, encircled by cars, the wilds you've explored seem hopelessly far. But a life of discovery is right where you are, in your calm within the storm. You've overcome mountains, traversed flooded shores. So a little road closure's a breeze to endure. Just think of the weekend adventures in store. In your calm within the storm. All new Discovery, with unbeatable off-road capability. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all new Discovery. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So it's no longer Theresa May, it's definitely Theresa Will. Theresa May, our Prime Minister, has called a general election. What's your response? What's on your mind? And what for you will be the big issues? Better call Paul on the next Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio, where X marks the spot.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Going to the country.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So stick that in your ballot box.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And Marta was in the toilet, so the fader wasn't up. Right, so it's quarter to time, and I've just had to go in there and do it myself. Just it's very funny. Hi, Marta. Welcome back.
I wasn't in the toilet.
Oh.
I was
you were
talking...
in the corner again, were you?
No.
That's just unhygienic.
No, I've been told off for that before.
I don't care if you are Spanish. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so it's
Torredo. Oh, sorry, I want to know where Marta was.
I was talking to Sam Delaney.
If you have a personal chat.
Then.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. If you're talking to Sam Delaney, the show after this, rather than concentrate on this one, that's fine.
Sorry.
Gibraltar's ours, by the way. That's Marta. She's from Barcelona. Now, so in the next bit of the programme, of course, we'll get you talking. And indeed, we are. And we've been talking today all about the snap election, of course. Many guests on the programme with insight. Thank you for that. But what better insight than Japanese poetry into news events? Of course, it's not just the election. Of course, there's many news events around today, and we like to analyse them in the usual way, and we like to do that by bringing them to you in a rigid form of syllables, because it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
We know that we can help you with that by bringing you, as we do, the news in haikus.
Easter Bunny meets Donald Trump on balcony. Shame it didn't push.
Sorry, I was just chatting to Sam Delaney. Right, so let's apparently it's fashionable. Let's do some more programme, and let's do it very much like this. What a day in Westminster. What a day for the country. Theresa May calls a snap at general election. We've been talking about it all afternoon, bringing you insight, of course, and analysis, as you would expect us to. But to round the programme off, what say we bring you... Well, they won't be doing this over on boring old LBC. Let's bring you a special game of band or lectern manufacturer. Now, of course, Theresa May announced the general election from the Downing Street lectern earlier. We were talking about it with Eric Pickles. He brought it up earlier, which gave us the idea. So today, because we've been looking up lectern manufacturers, turns out there's loads of them, and a lot of them have very stupid names, just like bands. So band or lectern manufacturer. On the line to have a go at it is Agnes. Good afternoon, Agnes.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm very excited.
Very excited?
Yeah, very excited.
Oh, we'll soon beat that out of you, don't worry. Okay, so where are you, Agnes?
I'm just in Didcot in Oxfordshire.
Didcot in Oxfordshire. And what do you do there, Agnes?
I'm a student, not much.
Yeah, no, you're very good. Did the news of the snap general election take you and your student community by surprise equally, Agnes?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. It's been all over Facebook and everything. I was asleep, though, so I had to wake up to it.
Like Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, Agnes, we're going to play... I don't know what your knowledge... You're a student, so you will have had lectures, of course, and often they're delivered from lecterns, aren't they? So that's good. What's your knowledge of lectern manufacturing like?
I would say average. Middle average.
Average. Good, good news. All right. Well, look, here's how it's going to work. First of all, by the way, as a souvenir of your time spent with us, and this is kind of a budget thing... we can bring you meat. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Which of those would you choose?
Definitely beef. It's got to be beef.
You're going for beef. All right, okay. Well, you'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
What?
Well, you'll be playing a game. It's a game of band or lectern manufacturing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. So here we go. With no further ado, I'm going to call out a list of things. They're either the name of a band or the name of the manufacturer of a lectern. Here we go with band or that. Alphabetical order, of course, Agnes versus Cornelius. Cornelius first. Cornelius, is this a band or is it the manufacturer of a lectern?
I don't know.
Luminati. Luminati.
Sounds like a band name, John.
Doesn't it? It's not, though. It's a lectern manufacturer. Luminati, they make lecterns for the lectern industry. Agnes. Alibaba. Oh, hello.
Band.
Is a lectern manufacturer, would you believe? Alibaba. Shouldn't they stole 40 of them? I don't know. Cornelius. With two R's, fart.
It's some weird German lectern company.
No, it's a band.
Oh,
weird,
some weird
German
band.
That's right. Made in China.
Oh, lectern.
Yes, actually the name of a lectern company. Made in China, yeah. Ironically, made in America, but isn't it? Badfinger.
Badfinger.
Yeah.
Sounds like a band,
it's
so
a
I'll
band.
Go...
Oh.
Band.
Damn it. JM.
Band. Definitely band.
Lectern manufacturer, I'm afraid. JMLM. JME.
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 As in the rapper, band.
Yes. Archie Expo. Band or lectern?
Lectern?
Yes! Archie Expo is a lectern manufacturer. Crush 40.
Lectern.
Band. Fastball. Fastball.
Lectern.
Band.
Lectern.
Oh, man. Avin Ed. Avin Ed. E-D. Avin Ed. That's you, Colin.
Band.
No. Don't do that mime ever again. It's a lectern manufacturer. Close Talker. Lectern or band?
Lectern?
Band. It's a band. Intelligent. Cornelius.
Band.
I mean not, obviously. It's a lectern.
Is it?
Yep. Opeth. Damn. Opeth. Agnes.
Opeth.
Opeth. Opeth.
Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Killer Kiwi.
Killer Kiwi.
Killer Kiwi.
Band.
Yes. And finally, Agnes, is this a band or is it a lectern? Meat pipe.
I really hope it's a lectern.
It's a band. It's a band. Oh. Nobody wants to go up close and talk into a meat pipe. Oh, no. It's a band. Right, Agnes, let's find out the scores. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window. She's been keeping score. Cass, what are the scores?
I didn't keep right. Very good score.
Right. Because you were talking to Sam Delaney.
Actually, yes.
See?
Look at him, though. He's really, like, debonair. You have to speak to him.
It's true. It's very true. I have a magnetic effect on people like that. Yeah.
Mm. I know I only got one.
Yeah, well, I've only got one for both of you, so Agnes won.
All right, fine. Agnes, congratulations. You're the proud owner of some beef.
Yay, brilliant.
Yay, good news. What a day to celebrate a snap election with a side of beef from Talk Radio. LBC wish they thought of it, but they didn't.
LBC.
Yeah. All right, then. That was a game of band or lectern manufacturer because of Theresa May, of course, announcing the general election from the Downing Street lectern. And we talked to Eric Pickles about that earlier. Pickles and meat in one show. Goodness me, it's like the bake-off. Right, Sam Delaney is here, and we're going to talk to him now. Do you know that Marta missed her cue entirely, and we just had silence because she was talking to you, and thus she didn't put the favour up?
Yeah, your whole team just want to keep coming out. It's very insulting to you, because I listen to your show, and I, for one, think it is rich and compelling.
Thank you.
On lots of levels, and unfortunately, the people who work on it behind the scenes don't seem to appreciate that.
No,
they just
agree.
Want to constantly talk to Delaney.
Yeah.
And I've got very little to offer them.
But what a day, Delaney.
It's exciting.
Caught us all by surprise, of course.
Yeah.
We had a lot of... Every single person I've had on today, from Eric Pickles to the leader of the Monster Raving Loony Party, who thinks they're in with a chance, to Jonathan Arnott of UKIP, all their rallying cry was, OK, we weren't expecting that. What we're going to
do? No one was expecting it. Apart from you, Cornelius did. He's been going around saying that. He texted me this morning.
Yeah.
Said there'll be an election day. I just ignored it.
Yeah, of course.
Producer Mark, executive producer, if you don't mind, he was like, yeah, if I was a betting man, I'd definitely say she's going to quit. He said that about 15 minutes before she came up to the mic.
Yeah.
So everyone was wrong. But that doesn't matter. We're going to get loads of great chat. We're going to get our old friend Ian Duncan Smith on at the top of the show.
See, remember,
we've already asked him about his favourite animal. He was the one who kicked off that short-lived item.
Yeah, he certainly was.
But I might try and although it is a busy day and there's a lot to talk about, I will try to re-engage him on the subject of, I think it was eagles or hawks.
Eagles or, yes, so that's right, and whether or not they could be domesticated.
Yeah.
I think
we'll get further thoughts on that.
Everyone's too busy talking about the same things. It's always good to come in with a different angle.
Over on LBC, they'll be asking around, what do you think will happen in the election? Very, very boring.
Yeah.
Ian Duncan Smith's going to be on, and we're going to get some further clarity from him on whether or not he can domestically train a bird of prey.
There we go.
Yeah.
All coming with Sam Delaney on the Drive Time programme here on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.